before the Gemara. The Gemara has a machlokes Rav Chananel in the name of Rav against everybody. And that's why Rav Sheshes was staring at this fellow who was a Rav Zera. Why did you do such a thing? Shafkis l'chol hanei tanoi v'amaroi v'avdis k'rav. Why did you decide to follow Rav? Nobody agrees with Rav. What was Rav's fetish? That since by women they're not mukhiyev to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Torah and Malchus and Bris, because they have no, the women don't have a chiyuv, women don't have bris mila, they don't have an obligation to be mal their sons. Only the father has an obligation. And Torah and Malchus doesn't apply to women or to avodim. So how can you have a different nusach of birchas hamazon for the men and for the women? The fact that the women don't have to say that, it's a right that the men don't have to say it either. So the Gemara says nobody agrees with him. All the Tanoim and Ramban disagree. And that's what Tosis explained on Daf Chof on the days. That was exactly the whole makor of the Sufik. When in Doshim it birchas hamazon deraisa derabanan, because the women, the men have to say these lines and the women don't have to. So maybe the women are not mechuyev in birchas hamazon at all, because min haTorah you have to say these lines for the men. So maybe the fact that the women are pater means that the pater legamrei from the birchas hamazon. What does it mean, Noshim anat b'malchus? So we mentioned yesterday, Noshim and Avodim anat b'malchus. Avodim can't be appointed to a position of sorority. That's a pasuk, mekerav achecha, tosim olach ha-melech, and the Gemara says, mimubcha sheba achecha. You can't appoint, l'suchel oselach yishnochri yashalei achichu. You can't appoint the Nebuchadnezzar, you can't appoint the ger. Shad is about the Noshim also, same tosim olach ha-melech, melech v'loi malko. So that's a question. The Gemara says that you're not permitted to appoint a ger to any position of sororah. The Gemara in Perek Mitzvos Chalitza says you cannot appoint a ger to be the president of the water carriers union, to be the in charge of any organization unless all the other members are also ger, but not to be the president of a shul and not to be the rabbi of a shul. Of Hashdus, in Shulchan Aruch it's assumed that the rabbi of a shul is also a position of sororah. You're not supposed to appoint a ger unless you have no choice, unless he's the best candidate for the position to serve as the official chazan kavua on the shul. Pick the ger that he should be the shliach tzibah on one occasion, and everybody alternate. That's not a svara, but to be the chazan kavua on the shul, that's also in Shulchan Aruch that's assumed to be a svara. You're not supposed to have a ger. We had some community in Europe sent a ger to study here in the Bell School of Music, Alat Tanai, that after he gets his diploma in Chazanas, he should go back to serve as the official Chazan Kavua in their community. Okay, so they didn't have anybody better. So under the circumstances, he was the only one who can serve the Chazan Kavua. So B'leis Breir, it's Mutta. But whenever you have a choice, so that's the halacha, you're not supposed to appoint a ger to any position of Sarara. So the Rambam, when he quotes the Din of Noshim, Melech V'loi Malko, he says that it has the same status as ger. That just like you're not permitted to appoint a ger to any position of Surah, not only Melech. The original Pasuk says, Sem Tosim Lech Melech. But the Gemara comments on the Kefla Loshim, why does it say, Sem Tosim Kol Mesimus B'mashma, any position of Surah. So the Rambam assumes that Huwa Dinami, just like by ger, it applies to Kol Mesimus, so the same thing applies to Isha, that to appoint a woman to any position of Surah would not be permissible, let's say, to appoint a woman rabbi. Would not be permissible to appoint a woman as the president of the shul. So according to the Rambam, that would probably also be a position of sorority.
Less brayer would be with her. She's the best candidate.
Yeah. Same as the ger. The less brayer would be with her. Yeah. That's a question. What's considered a less brayer? So there's one community in New Jersey where there were two candidates for the president of the shul. There was a man and a woman. If the woman would get into office, she would leave the rabbi alone. If the man would get in, he would be right if the rabbi. So the rabbi called up his rabbi, and his rabbi told him that that's okay. That's called Leis Breir. Because if the man will get the job, he was gunning out to chase out the rabbi. Could be that is the thing. So this is a shaila, whether we follow that Rambam or not. So Rav Moshe Feinstein has a whole tshuva where he discusses there was a Talmid Chacham who used to give a hechsher on some food item who passed away, and his good significant chunk of his parnasa, his whole parnasa was from giving this hashgacha. So the shaila was whether his wife can continue to give the hechsher on the item. So Rav Moshe Feinstein says a woman should serve as a mashgicha. That's not like a woman being a chef. That the service a mashgicha, that's called a job. That's not called a position of svar. But the woman should sign that this is made under my supervision. She should be the one who's giving the hechsher. So he considers that she should be the rabbanus hamachshira, right? Not just the mashgicha. She should be the rebbetzin that gives the hechsher. So he considers that a position of svara. And that's what he's done about, do we follow this Rambam or not? The Rambam says clearly that Sam Tos Malach HaMelech Kom Simis B'mashmen goes to exclude both Ger and Isha. So Rav Moshe has a whole tshuva. He thinks that we don't follow that Rambam. How does he know? Because the Gemara says that a Ger, Danis, what about a Ger to serve as a member of a Bezdin? Is that considered Sorora or not? So there's a Gemara that discusses it in Sanhedrin. And there's a Machlekes Rashi and Tosis how to read the Gemara. So Tosis reads the Gemara as follows. To be appointed a member of a Sanhedrin of Chav Gimel, that's already Sror. So a Ger can never serve on a case of Dina Nefashis, because just being appointed to a Sanhedrin Tana, or more, Sanhedrin Tana or Sanhedrin Doila, that's already an act of Sror. So that's not allowed. And when the Gemara says, Ger dan Chaver HaGer, that's only in Dini Mominus. Because if the Bezdin is Gerim, and one of the Baladinim is not a Ger, so to issue a psak on the baladinim, that's also an act of sorora. So the Gemara says that ger dan chaver hager. If the baladinim are gerim, so then the dayanim can, the gerim can serve as dayanim. So Tosfos says that that's only in mamonis, and the fash is just to serve as an etzim member of the Sanhedrin. That itself is already an act of sorora. So that's a Gemara. That's how Tosfos reads the Gemara. So Tosfos has a famous discussion on Parshas Hashavua. So the Gemara in two different Mesichtas has different drushes. So one Gemara says in Gitna and Daf Peches, the Gemara says, Ashatasim lefneihem, lefneihem below lefnei hadyoitas. Lefneihem below lefnei arkoes. That when Jews have a dintar, they have to go to a Jewish court. They're not permitted to go to a non-Jewish court. And they have to go to lefneihem, to smuchim, and not to hadyoitas. That's the Gemara in Gitna and Daf Peches. Then there's another Gemara in Bava Kamma, Daf Tezvav, where the Gemara is commenting on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says there in the first perek in Bava Kamma, V'hanoshim b'chlal ha-nezek, that the laws of Nezik can apply equally to men or to women, whether the shor is owned by a man or by a woman, whether the damaged property belongs to a man or to a woman, it's all the same thing. Women have to pay the same as everybody else, and women have a right to collect the same as anybody else. So the Gemara says, how do you know that this is so? So the Gemara says it's based on the pasuk Kishva Kosev Isha Liish Lechol Dinim Shabbatar. Dinim means all Dinim Amos. So what's the pasuk? So the pasuk says, Eilam Mishpatam Shatosim Lefneiim. Lefneiim means everybody's equal in the eyes of the law, men and the women. So Taisa says, wait a minute. But the Gemara in Gittin says that the word Lefneiim refers to the Dayanim. And here the Gemara says that the word Lefneiim means men and women alike. So you mean that you can have a woman rabbi? You can have a woman serve as a member of a bezin. So that's two opinions in Tosfos. Is that what it, do you have the right to put together the two Gemaras? That both drushes can live together in peace and harmony? Lefneiim means men and women, or Lefneiim means the Dayanim, that the women can serve as Dayanim just like men can serve as Dayanim. Or perhaps they can't, you can't blend it together, the two different drushes. The one drush, that the women and men are all included, that goes on the Nidonim, on the Baladinim, not on the Dayanim. And the Dayanim, how can a woman be kosher to serve as a Dayan as a Mishnah in Nida, where the Mishnah has a rule that whoever is possible Eidus is possible to serve as a Dayan. There are some people who are possible Dayanis, but they're kosher Eidus. Let's say a person is not, he does no Shulchan Aruch, he does no Chosh Mishpah. But he's an honest person, he's not a criminal, he's not a crook, so he can testify, he can serve as an aide, but he cannot serve as a member of a bezin. But you cannot have such a thing that a person is kosher, pasul la'edus, and is kosher la'dayonis. That can't be. You can be kosher la'edus and pasul la'dayonis. In order to be a dayan, you have to have so many other additional qualifications. The Rambam quotes a sifre that you have to have 6 or 7 requirements. You have to have a person who has a good reputation, he has to be intelligent, has to be humble, a whole bunch of qualifications. And some of the Chazon Ish learns pshat, and there's a machlokes how to read that Rambam, The Lechem Mishneh claims that all of those conditions that the Rambam writes are just lachatchila, but they're not miyakeh b'dieved. And the Chazon Ish thinks that they're miyakeh b'dieved. You don't require that the Dayan should be the most humble person in the world, but if he's clearly arrogant, so then he's possible to serve as a Dayan. You don't require that the Dayan should be the most intelligent person in the world, but if he's stupid, sometimes you have a Dayan, he knows Chashim Ish, but he's stupid, he doesn't have common sense. So the Chazon Ish says if he's stupid, he's mamish possible. Or you don't need that the Dayan should have the best reputation in the world, but sometimes you have rabbis who have an awful reputation. People don't like them, they have a terrible reputation. So the Chazon Ish holds under such a case is possible even b'dieved. That all of the six or seven, I forgot, the beginning of Hilchos Sanhedrin, when the Rambam quotes all of the qualifications that are necessary to serve as a Dayan. The Chazon Ish thinks that they're all the ikuva, just that they're not the ikuva 100%, has to be at least a little bit. They should be a little bit good reputation, a little bit humble. Doesn't have to be the most humble person in the world, but if he's arrogant, he's clearly not humble, then he'll be possible at Dayanus. So there are people who are kosher le'edus, but they're not necessarily going to be kosher le'dayanus. In order to be kosher le'dayanus, you need additional qualifications. Here, this is the Rambam in the beginning of Perek Deis in Hilchos Sanhedrin. He talks about appointing people to Bez Nagodol. That's a different story. But then in Halacha Zayin, Perek Beis Halacha Aleph, says that in order to be appointed as a member of the Bez Nagodol, you have to know medicine and mathematics and chemistry and physics and Kol HaTorah Kuli. You have to know all secular knowledge, Kishuf and Kosnim and everything. And then he says Halacha Perek Beis Halacha Zayin, Bez Nashol Shloisha, Afal Pi Shem Didaktikim B'chol Elu Hadvarim. You don't need all of these. Doesn't have to know chemistry, physics, and everything. Just to serve as a Bez Nam Shloisha, but there are seven qualifications. Each member of the Bez Nastav Shiva Dvarim, the Elohim Chachma, intelligence, Anova, humility, Yira, Yira Shemaim, Sinas Momen, Abbas Ames, Abbas Abrias, Bali Shem Tov, good reputation. So there the Lechem Mishneh insists, based on his reading of the Sifrei, that this is only Lechatchila, not Miyakeh B'dieved. And the Chazon Ish over there disagrees. He thinks, no, that this is Miyakeh B'dieved. So that's possible to have one who's Kosher Le'edus and Posel Le'dayonis. But the reverse, the Mishnah says, he can't have. You have a series on Mishnayos and towards the end of Nida where it says, whatever is in the Parsha of A is certainly in the Parsha of B, but there are things that are in the Parsha of B that are not in the Parsha of A. So you have all kinds of things. Not everything is chayiv and leket shikro and peya. There are more things that are chayiv in trumas and maisis than are chayiv and leket shikro and peya. Well, the Mishnahis have a whole series of things. So one of them is about edus and dayonis. Kol apostle edus is possible dayonis, but there are people who are possible and dayonis and not possible edus. So Tosis says, so a woman is not possible edus. That's a Mishnah in Shvuas edus and Shvuas. The women are posulators. So Mimela, a woman should be posuled to serve as a dayan. So that's the other opinion in Tosis. How can you blend together the two drushes? Eila mishpata moshetosim lefneim. Lefneim means men and women all together. Hishvakoshev ish liish. That's impossible. That drusha goes, hishvakoshev ish goes on the baledinim, but it doesn't go on the dayanim. The other drusha that the Gemara says in Gittin Daf Peches, there the lefneim is referring to the dayanim. So there you can't say that it includes men and women because women cannot serve as members of the bezin. So these are 2 days in Tosfos. And the Shulchan Aruch, the accepted opinion is that no, that a woman is not kosher to serve as a member of a bezin. And then the Pischa Tshuva points out over there based on the Sefer Achinuch. Although a woman cannot serve as a member of a bezin, because whoever is posulate is posulate dayanis to serve as a member of bezin, but if she knows halacha, she can paskan a shayla. If she knows yeriday, if she knows, so she can paskan hilchas basa b'cholav. If the neighbors ask your shayla, hilchas nida. If the man doesn't know, so the man cannot paskan. If he doesn't know the nida. If the woman does know, so the woman can paskan. I remember when our Salvechik's mother passed away. So Baron Salvechik delivered a hesped at the time. So he said that his mother was a very learned woman. She was a big melumedes, and she used to learn Mishnayos all the time. So once a balabas, a kohen, came to his father, a Moshe Salvechik, to ask a shaila, and Hilchos Tumas Kohanim. There was a mace in the building. The shaila was whether he's allowed to walk in the hallway or something. So Moshe Soloveitchik didn't know the dinim. So his wife overheard the shayla. So she tiptoed into the room. She opened up the Mishnah and she put it in front of him and she walked out. So he says his father looked in the Mishnah and she pointed to the Mishnah that had the answer. His father looked in the Mishnah and he told over the Balabas what the din was. Okay. So if you have a man who doesn't know the din, so you can't paskin. If you have a woman who does know the din, so the woman can't paskin. The two opinions in Taisus and the accepted opinion of Shulchan Aruch that Ishim Sula Lada means the serve is a member of a Bezna, but the paskin that depends. Whoever knows the din can paskin. Whoever does know cannot paskin. So Moshe Feinstein has in his Chuvas, what's the whole topic of Taisus, whether the two opinions, whether a woman can serve as a member of a Bezdin, the Baladinim are all women. It's like a women's prayer group, that you have the Bali Tfila women, and Balkari is a woman, and everybody, they're all women. No! Taisus is talking about women serving as member of a Bezdin, and the Baladinim are men. Some of them are going to be men, some of them are going to be women. So how can a woman serve as a member of a Bezdin? If the Gemara says that to give a psak and dini mominis on Balei Dinim, that itself is an act of sorora. A ger is only dan chaveira hager. If the Balei Dinim are all gerim, then the ger can serve as a member of the Bezdin and dini mominis and shlosh. To be part of a member of Chav Gimel, a member of a Bezdin of Chav Gimel, that's already a sorora. So even to be dan chaveira hager dini defashis, Taisa says that's not proper. But to serve as a member of Bezdin of shlosh, that per se is not an act of sorora unless you're being done on a Yisrael, but Ager is Dan Chaver Ager, that's okay. If all the Baladinim Agerim, then it's okay. So what's Taisus' whole discussion about a woman serving as a member of a Bezdin? If the Baladinim are going to be men, so isn't that a violation of Sorora? So Moshe says, you see from all the Rishonim who have the whole discussion there that nobody agrees with this Rambam. So therefore he thinks we don't paskin like the Rambam. Therefore he thinks the accepted opinion is that only women are excluded from Malchus, the Gemara says. Noshima Eina B'Malchus, not the same as Gerim. Gemara says there in Perek Mitzvah Chalitza and Yevamah, the end of Yevamah, the same Tosim Kol Mesimah B'Mashma. You're not permitted to appoint a ger, even to be the president of the Water Carriers Union. Yeah, but to appoint a woman to a position of Sror over men would be permissible. The only thing that's excluded is Malchus Mamish. That's Rav Moshe Feinstein. So therefore, he thinks not only may the woman serve as the Mashgicha. You can have a woman mashgich, that's a job, that's not a sroah, but he thinks the woman can even serve as the rabbanas hamachshira. She can even give the hechsher that there's nothing wrong with having a woman serve as a position of sroah. The only thing we wouldn't permit is malchus. And then in a later volume, after they appointed Golda Meir as the Rosh HaMemshalah, so somebody accused Rav Moshe Feinstein, it's his fault, because he wrote in the Chuvas that a woman can serve, we don't paskin like the Rambam. It's all his fault that Golda Meir was appointed the Rosh HaMemshalah. So Rav Moshe is such a humble tzaddik, so he felt obligated to answer and to include his answer in his Chuvas. I would have thrown out the letter in the garbage, but I'm going to answer every crackpot that sends me a letter. So Rav Moshe was such a holy tzaddik, so he writes back a letter and he includes it in his chuvas. He says, no, they didn't ask me, they don't read my chuvas, they never asked me any shilas from Medinas Yisrael, it has nothing to do with the government, it's not my fault, he's not responsible. Of course that had nothing to do with him. Yeah. I remember they asked Rav Soloveitchik, because Rav Soloveitchik used to say the din is like the Rambam, that you're not permitted to appoint a woman as the president of the shul, any position of Sroara. He didn't consider what Rav Moshe said, that you see, all the Rishonim don't seem to agree with the Rambam. They seem to split, that only by a ger, you exclude a ger kol mesimah, same tosim kol mesimah is b'mashma, but by women, it's only excluded from malchus. So Rav Soloveitchik always used to say the Rambam, that a woman is not allowed to be appointed to a position or so. So yes, Rav Soloveitchik. So how come they allowed, the Mizrahi was in the government, when they allowed Golda Meir to be appointed the Rosh HaMemshalah? So he asked him that. So he said, and Ben Gurion was permissible. He said, Ben Gurion was an apicurus. He didn't appoint Ben Gurion either. He said, what is there to discuss? Politics and politics.
Yeah, she's the most qualified.
Huh?
According to
Rama,
the most qualified is
Muslim. Okay. And Achinam? Anyway, but this is one of the Gemaras that they quote as the Marmakams. The Gemara said, Beferi, that Noshim are not b'malchus, the Pashtus meaning that a Nisha cannot be appointed to the position of Malchus.
How would you demonize the idea that women can sit on a base with the Mishnah and Nida, that Kol Sheinu Kasher L'Ha, Yidin Kasher
L'Ha? How can there be an opposing opinion? Taisus says, so how can there be an opposing opinion? So Taisus writes briefly,
The rule in the Mishnah only applies to men. It doesn't apply to women. What does that mean?
The Mishnah neither.
Yeah. So Taisa doesn't explain it. So Rav Soloveitchik gave a whole suggestion. He said that we have a din, if you have three witnesses come to court and they testify, and after they testify, then we realize that one of the three is postulators. One of the three is either a ganef or a korev. So the Mishnah Makkos has a din, nimzech me'edim, korev apostle, edis kulim v'teil. So you can't even paskin based on the testimony of the two. So the Nesivis and Choshe Mishpot quotes from the Tumim that there are five situations where you don't apply the rule of nimzech me'edim, korev apostle. What if one of the three, let's say, three individuals came in to testify, two of them were Jewish, and the third one was a parakeet. And it's talking away. I saw the Ritzicha, and they warned them, don't kill him. And it was 3 o'clock in the morning, he tells the whole story. So you're going to say, Karv Apostle. An animal is Bechlal not. It's not Nimtzech Menayim. It's not called Nimtzech Menayim. So the Nesivis quotes from the Tumim that there are five more people. He says, you have Cherushite of a cotton, and Akum and Isha, that these five people don't have a shame aid at all. It's not that the Eidim Sulim, that if you have three, you should be able to say Nimtzeched Min Ha'Eidim, Korva Pasul. Just like the parrot is not Eched Min Ha'Eidim, is not Ben Tzuriv to the cat. So the Cherushot to the cotton and the Isha and the Akum are also not the Eved Kanani, also not these six people. These six people are not considered the Eidim at all. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik suggested. Perhaps that's what Tosis is driving at, that the Mishnah means to say that if the Torah formulates a paslus le'edus, a korev is pasul le'edus and a rosha is pasul le'edus. That's in today's Seder also. Al toshis yotchum rosha li'as etchum is in parshas mishpatim. The din of korev pasul le'edus is in chumash dvarim. Li'im sabas abonim, bonim li'im salam. That's a different pasuk. But the rosha pasul le'edus is in today's Seder. So whoever has a paslus leidus is also a paslus ledayonis. But an isha is not really a paslus leidus. It's halacha that she doesn't have a shame maid. So just because she doesn't have a shame maid at all, she's not the parsha of edus. She's excluded based on the pasuk. We on the shnei hanoshim, hanoshim v'loy noshim. But that's not called a paslus leidus. Just like you wouldn't say nimtzech et menei, part of a pasul, by isha, so you wouldn't say call a pasul ahoy, this pasul odin. That's what Rav Soloveitchik suggested. Perhaps the Pshat in Tosis. And he wanted to bring a Raya because the Gemara in the last Perek in Yuma, and the Gemara in Shavuos, Daf Lamed, seems to, the same Gemara appears in both, seems to say that a Melech is Pasul Lehoyed Min HaTorah. The simple reading in the Gemara. A Melech is Pasul Lehoyed Min HaTorah. The Gemara draws a contrast that a Mesachik, the Kuvio, is only Pasul Eidus Min the Rabbanon. That's a Mishnah in Sanhedrin. List off the Elohim Apsulim. And Tosis points out that whole list, Ve'elahem apsulim, are only psulim in divreim. They're not psulim in atur. So Mesachet, the Kuvias, Pasuleidis, min derabbanan. And a Melech, the simple reading in the Gemara is Melech is Pasuleidis, min atur. The Rambam clearly does not read the Gemara like that, because the Rambam talks about a Melech giving testimony. So the Rambam somehow learned the Gemara differently. But the simple Pshat Gemara, Melech is Pasuleidis, for whatever reason, min atur. So why does the Gemara say that a Melech is loidon, is only a din mid derabbanan? You should say kol apostle lahoy. This apostle ladun. If the Gemara says that a melech is apostle lahoy, minatar, so it should be apostle ladun minatar. So he said it must be that the pastlos of the melech leedus is for some side reason. Rashi says because there's no din of im lo yagin. You have no right to demand of the melech that he should appear in front of the court and testify in a standing position. Usually the witnesses have to stand in front of the bezin who sits. Yom the Shnei Hanashim Lefnei Hashem. So the Shnei Hanashim are the Eidim and Lefnei Hashem are the Dayonim. So the Halacha says you have no right to demand of the king. It's a violation of Kavan HaMelech to demand of the king that he should appear in front of court and he should stand and the Bezin should sit. So therefore, since the Melech is not subject to the Din of Imla Yagdim and Asavan, so therefore you cannot accept his testimony at all. But it's not that he has a Paslus Leidus. It's Halacha, you can't accept his testimony. So therefore, you cannot say kol apostel lohoid pasulot. It's not really pasulot. It's a different reason. There's a reason why we can't accept this testimony. But that doesn't, just because you can't accept this testimony, doesn't necessarily carry over to declare that that he cannot serve as a dayan. Hamelech lo don, that's only midirabon. Hamelech lo meyid, that according to many rishonim, if he pashed the sagimara, that's a din derais. People used to say that you see that the Orthodox Judaism considers the women as if they're halfwits, because women are posaleitas, the same as chayrus shayti b'katan. So Rabbi Soloveitchik used to say, doesn't prove anything, a melech, the melech HaMashiach will be posaleitas. The Gemara seems to say that the melech is posaleitas menatar. So he said, melech HaMashiach, we don't assume is a halfwit, we assume is a very intelligent being, going to be close to Moshe Rabbeinu in the darkness of Nebuah, an intelligent and so on, brilliant man. Posaleitas doesn't mean, doesn't necessarily have to be that you're on the madrega of the chayrus shayti b'katan. That's one posaleitas. You have other people are posaleitas, not necessarily because of their low level, maybe because of their higher level, because it's a violation of Kveir HaMelech, to demand of the Melech that he should appear in front of the best. Anyway, this is the Gemara here. The Gemara said that Noshim are not bin Malchus. So Rabbi Moshe claims that it's a machlek, is the Rambam in Rov HaRishonim, whether we apply the drush of Saim Tosim Kol Masimus B'mashmat to Noshim, or only to Gerim. The Gemara Beferish has it by Gerim, but by Noshim, that's the machlek. Then we started the Gemara about, the Gemara quoted on the top of the Yomu, there was a machlekes satanayim, whether hatoiva meitiv, machlekes abi yosef ben destoy, and the rabbonim, machlekes satanayim, whether hatoiva meitiv needs malchus or does not need malchus, what's the shaila? Is it smucha v'chavata, means is it part of the Birchas HaMazon, or is the bracha that was instituted that it should be recited after the conclusion of the Birchas HaMazon, not really part of Birchas HaMazon? You can only consider a bracha smucha l'chavato if it's part of the series of the brachas of Birchas HaMazon. So that's how the Gemara said before. That's the machlokes hatanan. So now the Gemara quotes Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Bavachana says, "Name Rabbi Yochanan." Teva meit b'tzricha malchus. So the Gemara says, "What's the chiddush that a bracha shem or malchus is not acceptable?" We know that Rabbi Yochanan already said that a bracha has to have shem or malchus. That was on daf mem on the base. So Rabbi Kedegar asks on the Gemara, what's the Gemara asking my Kamash Malon? It's a big Kamash Malon. He's taking a stand on the Machlekes Satanayim. He's telling us that Ateva Meitiv is Lav Deraisa, means that it's not part of the benching. It's a separate bracha to be recited after the conclusion of the bench. Just saying the same thing as one of the Tanayim before. So what does the Gemara get so upset, my Kamash Malon? He wrote in brackets Ayin Rashbo. So what does the Rashbo say? Rabbi Kedegar just writes in Tzarchim. And the printer wrote Ayin Rashbo. So the Rashba says there's a difference between Tanoim and Amoraim. It says in Shas, Tanoim a lot of times in a Braisa they'll quote their position, they'll give a psak aloch and it'll be Amayim Asasum. They won't explain it. Amoraim, Taisa says the word Amora means to speak. So Amora yesh le lefarish devar of Yosef. Amora, it's assumed, should explain himself a little better. So the Tanoim before who had the Machlokes Abi Yosef ben Destoy and the Rabbanan whether Teva Meitiv needs Malchus or not, so they didn't explain what they taught, what the Nukudas HaMachlokes is, but they left it up to the Amoraim to explain it. So the Gemara explains it fine. But over here, you're quoting Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan is also going to make a Maim HaSosum that Teva Meitiv requires Malchus, and he's not going to explain why, but we're going to interpret why, because it's not part of the Birchas HaMazon. That's not right. He should have said explicitly what he's driving at. He's an Amor. Amor yesh le lefarish dvar of Yosef. It was a different kufa of history, and they spoke differently. So that's what the Gemara says. No, it must be that there's a mistake in the way we said over the memra. Not that the Hatayva Meitiv needs malchus, and needs in addition to its own malchus. That's davar poshut. That's upgeret. Of course, you need malchus, and not part of the benching. But in addition to that, you have to say a second malchus to make up for the malchus that's missing in Bani Yerushalayim. That's what he really meant to say. Amrab Zera Lamish, it's Tzricha Shtei Malchuyos. That's what he meant to say. Chora Dido, it needs its own malchus. That's a Dovah Pasha that's not part of the Birchas HaMazon. Chora De Bani Yerushalayim. So the Gemara asks, why Bani Yerushalayim? Why don't you need a malchus for... The answer is because Noidelacha smucha lechavato to the first bracha, and that's why you don't need malchus. So Bnei Yerushalayim is also smucha lechavato. So neither of them needs malchus. So why should Rabbi Yochanan say that you need to make up for the missing malchus that wasn't mentioned in Bnei Yerushalayim? Everything is smucha lechavato, doesn't it? So the Gemara says you're right. It's a different reason why we have to mention malchus. In Rachim No Hashem Kano Yisrael Amecha Malchus Beis David Mishichecho, I did the Yoma Malchus Beis David La Barachara De Loma Malchus Shamayim. It's not proper, strictly speaking, Noi De Lecho in Rachim Asmucha Lechavato so they don't need malchus. But in Rachem, there's a different reason why we should mention malchus Hashem, because we're speaking about Havrachmanus and malchus beis David, and we're only going to talk about malchus beis David, about a human beings running the government. Only malchus habas of Adam, not going to mention malchus hakadosh baruch hu. So the Gemara said that's la barachar, but officially the bracha is mucha lachavata, so it does need malchus. But because we mentioned malchus beis David, so we want to say, and don't forget about the malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which outshines the malchus beis David. So we're not going to mention the malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Rachim, no, because speaking it's mucha lachavata, but we make up for the missing malchus Shamayim, malchus Hashem, by mentioning two malchuyos in HaTov HaMeidev. One it needs for its own sake, because it's no longer a smucha l'chavato. And one it needs to make up for the malchus that we really should have mentioned in the middle of Rachimno, but we're not going to say it in Rachimno, because it's smucha l'chavato. So the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch quotes the Tshuvas HaRashbo, that usually when you say Yalav Yovo in the concluding line of Yalav Yovo in the Shmon Esra and the Birchas HaMazon, so at the end of the Alav Yovah, we always throw in the expression Melech, Kikel Melech Anu V'Rachmato. So in the Shemana Esrei, it's okay. If you want, you can say Malchus. But somehow the Gemara assumes over here in the Bichas HaMazon, in the Shemana Esrei, all of the brachas are smucha l'chavato, so none of them need Malchus. None of them, some of them we say Melech Eitz Dalkomish, but some of them we mention Malchus, but none of them need Malchus. But if you want to mention Malchus, Gizintehei. But over here, somehow the Gemara assumes that it's not proper to mention, it's not Derech Eretz to mention Malchus Beis David, Lavaruch Eretz to mention Malchus Beis David, not to mention Malchus Hashem. But once you're going to mention Malchus Hashem in the Broch of Rachim Noah, so that's going to outshine the whole Malchus Beis David. So they just knocked down the whole Malchus Beis David. So there's a special reason why we are mechuyev to mention Malchus Hashem and why we don't want to mention it. So we save the Malchus Hashem Haskara for the next bracha of HaTov HaMeidev. So the Ramah quotes this Tshuvas HaRashbo that when you say Yalav Yovah in the Shmona Esrei, it doesn't really matter if you want to say Melech, you don't want to say Melech. It's not an Issa to say Melech. Some of the brachas in the middle of the Shemana Esrei, we do mention Melech, even though you don't need it, because they're all smucha l'chavetah. There's no kpeda bedavka not to mention Melech. There's, in the middle of Rachim, though, there's a kpeda you ought to say Melech about HaKadosh Baruch, and there's a kpeda we don't want to say it. You ought to say it because la barachar to mention Malchus Beis David, not to mention Malchus Hashem. And there's a kpeda not to say it, so the Malchus Beis David shouldn't pale because of the contrast. So in the Birchas HaMazon, when you say Yalav Yovah, we really shouldn't say the Melech, Kikel Melech Anu V'Rachmato. That's how the Ramah quotes a Chumra from the Rashba, but he says the common meaning is not so. Common practice is that everyone says Melech and Yalav Yovah, both in the Shmon Esrei and in the Birchas HaMazon. That's really a Chumra. So in the Mat Ephraim, he writes that even though all year long the Ramah says that you don't say Melech and Yalav Yovah, but on Aseres Meitshuveh, if you say Yalav Yovah, when do you say Yalav Yovah on Aseres Meitshuveh on Rosh Hashanah? On Yom Kippur, you don't eat. But on Rosh Hashanah, when you eat, and you say Yalav Yovah, he says, since it's Aseres Meitshuveh, and we change from Akel HaKadosh to Amelech HaKadosh, and we keep on emphasizing the theme of Malchius, so that's why in Aseres Meitshuveh, you should say Melech. So Rabbi Tzvi Pesach Frank has a tshuveh in his Sefer Har Tzvi. What kind of an explanation is that? But there's a different reason why you don't say Melech in Yalav Yovah, because you're not supposed to mention Malchus Hashem. You really ought to mention it, because it's La Baruch Har to mention Malchus Beis David without mentioning Malchus Hashem. But on the other hand, we assume if you mention Malchus Hashem, so the Malchus Beis David will pale into insignificance. So that's a Kpeda B'davka not to say. What does he say that on Aseres Meitshuveh you should say Melech? So Rabbi Pesach Frank says, it's correct. But he says, the Hok Peda of the Rashba is only a Chumra in the first place. He says, Mikredin Nish Gefelach to mention Malchus, because it's nowhere near the mention of Malchus Beis David Mishita. Since it's in a separate paragraph, Yalav Yavoy, so even though the Ramah recommends that one should follow this Chumra of the Rashba, but it's only B'Torah's Chumra. So he says, not so bad. If you're going to have the meaning of the Mat Ephraim, then in Aseres Meitshuveh and Rosh Hashanah, you do say Melech in Yalav Yavoy. Soloveitchik used to follow that practice of the Mat Ephraim. Everybody follows the Mat Ephraim. and Azeres made Shuva. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. The Mishnah Berurah always quotes every page. He quotes from the Mata Efrayim. He has the final say on everything. So many have that practice that in Yal V'Yavo all year long they won't say Melech in Berchus Hamazon except for Rosh Hashanah. Because all year long just a chum. Mikra Din, it's really okay. So then the Gemara says what Rabbi Yechanan really meant to say was that you should mention three times Melech. In Atayv HaMeitav, why three times Melech? Once for Atayv HaMeitav because it's not Smuch HaLechavato, because it's not really part of the Berchus Hamazon. So we mentioned that the Rambam writes, the Rambam quotes the Gemara in Daf Chaf Aleph and Man Aleph. The Gemara has a machlokes where the Kriya Shma is derais or lav derais. So the Mainach Kimina where the Kriya Shma is derais or the Rabbanon. For Sofik derais or Luchomer, Sofik the Rabbanon lekul. So there was one opinion, Shmuel was Amar Rabbi Yudah and Shmuel, Shmuel was of the opinion Kriya Shma lav derais. The Sofik kara Kriya Shma, Sofik loikara. As long as he's learning during the course of the day, Menatar really goes on learning Torah. It means Vagis b'yom v'loyla is a pasuk in Yeshua, and here it's in Chumash. You should learn Torah b'yom v'loyla. And the insistence on reciting Daf Kishma v'yom Shmaya, that's only with the Rabbanon. So if he was learning a whole day, just Mesupik, if he said Kriyashma or not, so Safik the Rabbanon l'kula. And we don't pass him like that. The Rambam pass him like the next opinion in the Gemara. Reb Lozen says, Savikara Kriyashma, Savik Loikara, Chayzavikara Kriyashma, that Kriyashma is derais. Machloikis, whether Kriyashma is derais or lav derais. When it says, Bishach Bechav Kamecha, does it go, Ahu Bidi Beteru Hu Dechsiv? Means the same as Vagisa Bayama Valoila, that the Chiv Talmud Terah is Bayama Valoila. Well, no, it goes on Kriyashma. That Kriyashma is derais. Vagisa Bayama Valoila is another din that you have to learn Bayama Valoila. And this means you have to recite Kriyashma by Yom HaBalai. So the Rambam Paschim is like Rab Lozer against Shmuel. Their Kriyashma is their right, so Sofikar Kriyashma, Sofik Lakara, a Chayza Bekari. So the Rambam adds on Chayza Bekari, Imbir Chayseho. If you're Mesupik, if he said Kriyashma, so you should really say, regarding the Birchas Kriyashma, that's only the Rabbanon. Regarding the Kriyashma, that's their right. So you really should have said Sofik the Rabbanon Lakula on the Birchas Kriyashma, and Sofik the Raisa Lachumre. On the Kriyashma. So the Rambam writes not so. The Rambam writes, Chazi v'kori im bir chayseh. So the Mishnah quotes the Kasha from the Tshuvas HaRashbo. Why is that so? The Rambam himself writes in other places, if a person is misufik, if he's obligated to perform a mitzvah min ha-Torah, so he has to perform the mitzvah misafik, safik derais al-chumre, b'li bracha. Because on the bracha, it's a safik brachas la'akal, safik derabban al-kula. On the mitzvah, it's a safik derais al-chumre, and on the bracha is a safik derabban alakula, safik brachas lahakam. So why minashtana over here? How come the Rambam writes over here? Chazavikari and birchosel. So the Rashba gives an answer, and it's a little bit unclear what the answer is. So Rav Soloveitchik used to interpret the pshat in the Rashba. The Kesem Mishnah quotes the Shulchan and Rashba on the side of the Rambam. Rav Soloveitchik used to interpret it as follows, that when a person shakes a lulav and he says a bracha, a person puts on talis and tefillin and says a bracha, the performance of the mitzvah is min ha-Torah, and the reciting of the bracha is something separate from the performance of the mitzvah. And if he'll put on the talis and tefillin without having recited the bracha, he will be in fulfillment of the mitzvah of tzitzis and tefillin bishlei musa, and he will not have fulfilled the mitzvah mid rabbanon of reciting the birchas ha-mitzvah. But if a person recites kriya shma without reciting the birchas kriya shma mid rabbanon, the mitzvah kriya shma is incomplete, because in the three birchas kriya shma we spell out the themes that are contained within the three parshas of Shema. So Kriya Shema in Birchoseha midirabbanon constitutes one big kiyum together. So since Safik Kara Kriya Shema constitutes a Safik Daraisa Luchumre, so the Rambam writes Chayze Bikari in Birchoseha. You have to go Luchumre even on those aspects of the Safik that are only midirabbanon. Let's say Ben Ashmashis of Shabbos. So Ben Ashmashis of Shabbos is Safik Daraisa. You don't know if it's Shabbos or not. So you'll say, well, you're only not allowed to do a melacha deraisa, but to do a melacha derabbana will be muta because that's a safik derabbana. That's not a safik derabbana. It's a safik deraisa, which is relevant to dinam deraisa and relevant to dinam derabbana. It's a safik deraisa, whether it's Shabbos or not, and whether it's Shabbos is relevant for dinam deraisa, melachas deraisa, melachas derabbana. So we say that ben hashmashis, you're not allowed to violate. You don't say safik derabbana, but you can violate all of the derabbanas that you want. It's a suffix deraisa, which is relevant to dinam deraisa and dinam derabbanan as well. So here also, the Rambam seems to hold that suffix kara kriyashma, suffix loikara, it's a suffik deraisa, so we have to go the chumra even on those parts of the suffik. It's all one big package suffik, whether kara kriyashma or loikara. If kara kriyashma, then he said with the brachas. If loikara, didn't say the brachas either. So you have to go the chumra on the whole package deal. So what if a person is mesupik, person A, and he's a little tipsy, and he doesn't remember for sure on Purim whether he benched or not, and he ate kidei sviya. So you would say suffik deraisa luchum, since he ate kidei sviya, suffik deraisa luchum, he has to repeat the birchas hamazon because he's not sure. What about atoyva meitiv? So if we pass on atoyva meitiv lav deraisa, that should be a suffik derabbanan lekula. So you should say you don't have to. So the Mogen Avraham quotes a tshuva from the Mahari Alevi, that's the Taz's brother. He quotes the tshuva's Mahari Alevi that a suffik birch birchas hamazon suffik la birch chayz mevarch with atoyva meitiv. We're afraid if we'll tell him Safek Darabana Lakula, you only have to recite Birchas Hamaz until Bani Rachma of Yerushalayim Amen. You don't have to say Atayv Ameitiv. So he'll realize that Atayv Ameitiv is Lav Deraisa. So next time he may decide to stop also. When he knows Bavadai that he didn't bench yet. So he may stop after Bani Rachma of Yerushalayim Amen. He'll be Mezalzal on Atayv Ameitiv. That's the explanation that's given by the Mahari Alevi quoted by the Magen Avraham. So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, why did he have to give that reason? He should have said like the Rambam writes, Safek Kara Kriyashma, Safek Lo Kara, Chose V'Kare Im Birchai Seho. So here, Safek Birch Birchas Hamazon, Safek Lo Birch, Chose M'Varch Birchas Hamazon, with Hatev HaMeitev also. Why did the Mahari Alevi have to give a new reason? So he said, no, because the Gemara had a machlokes, but that Taiva Meitiv is deraisa, lav deraisa. What does it mean? Is it part of the benching or not? Birchas Kriyashma is part of Kriyashma. Midirabbanan, we declare it's Kriyashma in Birchaseh, it constitutes one keel. So since it's a suffix on the Kriyashma, and it has to be Chayze V'Karei, so the Ramamantan, Chayze V'Karei in Birchaseh, because it's one keel. But by Birchas HaMazon, it's taka not one keel. We pass in La Locha there, Hataiva Meitiv, lav deraisa. It starts with Baruch Ator, Hatoiva Meitiv. Why? Because it's not Smucha Lechavato. And it needs its own Malchus because it's not Smucha Lechavato. That's exactly what our Gemara is saying. So that's why the Mahari Alevi is not going to say that a Sofik Birach, Birchas Hamos, and Sofik Le Birach, Choyze Mevarach with Hatoiva Meitiv, because it's all part of the benching. It's not true, it's not part of the benching. Benching is over at Bonu Rachma Vishalayim Amein. That's the end of the benching, Men HaTorah Emed Rabbanon. And Atav HaMeitiv is a separate bracha that's recited after the conclusion of the Birchas HaMazon. So that's why he had to come up with a new explanation, because we're concerned, Keichet the Lovah Zalzuleh Bey. The Gemara says that, why do you say a bracha on Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias? It should be a Safik Brachas La'okim. So the Gemara says, Keichet the Lovah Zalzuleh Bey. The Gemara gives Abai Barab, he gives two different explanations. In Perek Bama Madu. So that's what the Mahari Alevi says over here also, a new consideration. But it's not based on the standard consideration, because we pass on Allah HaTakeh, Atav HaMeitiv is not part of the benching. That's why I come up with a new explanation. So the Gemara says what? What Rabbi Yechanan really meant to say was, Rabbi Papa is interpreting, Rabbi Yechanan lived in Eretz Yisrael, Papa never saw him. But Rabbi Papa is interpreting what he must have said was that in addition to Atav HaMeitiv requiring its own malchus, because it's not smucha l'chavato, it stands alone as an independent bracha. It's not part of the series of the brachas of Birchas HaMazon. It requires also an additional two malchus, and it needs a malchus for Rachim Noah, because since we mentioned malchus b'zdovet mishichecho, so it's not the cheretz not to mention malchus Hashem. It can't say malchus Hashem in the same bracha, because then the malchus b'zdovet will pale into insignificance. And we want to make up for the fact that we didn't say malchus and noydelucha. Yeah, but the Gemara just said you don't have to make up for noydelucha. Noydelucha is smucha lechavato, and Rachim is also smucha lechavato. It doesn't really need ikar adin. Rachim doesn't need malchus Hashem. The only reason why we feel bad, why we want to say malchus Hashem, because we mentioned malchus beis David, is if that's the only malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is not a melech. So we want to rectify that. But why should you feel bad over the fact that we never mentioned malchus and noydelucha? Rav Papa doesn't explain it. So Rav Papa leaves it up to the Balei HaTosis to explain. So what does Tosis explain? If they would have instituted all the birchas Hamazon, all the three brachas of Birchas Hamazon, Azana Sakol, and Noda Lachor and Rachim, they would have instituted all three Bevasachas, and then it would have been like the Shemana Esra, they instituted bracha after bracha after bracha after bracha, then it would have been a bona fide bracha smucha lachavato, and you wouldn't be mentioning Malchus Hashem in all of the following brachas. But they didn't. they didn't institute all the brachas b'vachar asachas. Moshe Rabbeinu instituted Arazonis HaKol, and that's all. And then years later, after Kibush HaOretz, after the Shevish HaKopshu, then Yeshua Ben Nun composed Noidelecho. So since it wasn't composed b'vasachas, true, it's a series of brachas. Min HaTorah Yemuchayiv to thank HaKadosh Baruch for all of these. When the mon came down, they already had cause to thank for the food. So then Moshe Rabbeinu had to compose Arazonis HaKol. Not until they conquered Eretz Yisrael do they have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the matnas Eretz Yisrael. Not until David HaMelech established Yerushalayim as the capital, or was Mekadosh Yerushalayim. Rashi and the other Rishonim say, not until then did they have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Yerushalayim. It wasn't anything special until the days of David HaMelech. Not until the days that Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash did they have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that. So true, it's all a series of brachas, all based on Pesukim and the Chumash, is all there, right? So, but since it was composed at different times, in a certain sense, it's not really smucha l'chavata like a normal smucha l'chavata, like a brachas of Shemana Esrei. So that's what Rapapa is driving at. That's what Tosfos suggests. That's what Rapapa is driving at. So that's why they felt that they really should have mentioned Melech and Noidelecho. So that's why they, in the later generations, when they composed HaTov HaMeitiv and had to introduce Melech there, because that's mamish not smucha l'chavata. So Noidelecho was smucha l'chavata, but in a certain sense it wasn't, so they made up for the fact that they didn't say Melech, and they threw in another Melech in HaTov HaMeitiv. That's how Tosfos interprets Rapapa. Okay. Means because it was introduced later. Yeah, the truth of the matter is that when Yoshua ben Nun composed Noidelecho, he didn't introduce Melech, and when David Shlomo composed the third bracha, didn't say Rachem in the days of David Shlomo. It wasn't Rachem. They were thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us Yerushalayim in the Beis HaMikdash. They didn't have Melech. Only B'yavna Tiknu, when they composed after Haruge Bet and when Nitnu Lekvun, they composed this new bracha, and for that new bracha they had to say Melech, because not Smucha L'Chavato. So then they said, let's make up for the fact that it was a little bit not Smucha L'Chavato. But B'shaita, they didn't introduce Melech in Noidelecho. It really is a Smucha L'Chavato. That's how Tosfos interprets.
Were they not Mitzakin Melech and Noda originally?
The Pashto says they were not Misakin Melech and Noidelecho. It really is a Smucha L'Chavato. True, in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, they didn't say Noidelecho. And true, in the days of Yeshua Ben Nun, they didn't yet say, thank you for Yerushalayim and Malchus Beis Dov, because they didn't have it yet. But when they did compose the Noidelecho, and they did compose the Brocha Shlishis, so from day number one, right away, it was a Smucha L'Chavato. So it didn't need Melech. But only after B'yavde Tiknu HaTov HaMeitiv, and that's not Smucha L'Chavato. So that does need Melech. So then Rapapa claims within Pshat, within Rabbi Yochanan, that at that time they decided to make good the fact that it's a little bit not Smucha L'Chavato because of the fact that it was composed at a different time. That's how the Tosfos interprets the Gemara. Then the Gemara talks about Haskoras Kedushas Hayoyim in Birchas Hamazon. What does the Gemara say? If a person Daven Shmoneh Esrei and he forget to say Yalav Yovah Yan Rosh Chodesh, he has to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. That's on Amud Beis, about 8-9 lines from the top of Mem Tes Amud Beis. Amar Shmuel, Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, Tov L'Hizkir Shav Rosh Chodesh B'Tvilo Machzir Amosa B'Birchas Amosan E Machzir Amosa. Amar Lei Rav Ovin L'Rav Amar Maish N'Tvilo Maish N'B'Birchas Amosan. Why do you distinguish? So he says, I didn't know the answer either. Afli D'Dika Sheltil Rav Nachman Amar Lei Ali. I didn't hear from Shmuel. I just heard the din from Shmuel. But I'll guess what I think the reason was. I'll figure it out on my own. So what does he say? Tfila de chovehi machzir mos. Shmoneh Esrei yimuchiv to daven every day. So you were obligated to mention Yalav Yehovah in Tfila. So if you didn't mention Yalav Yehovah in Hashchodesh, you got to daven over again. But Birchas Mezayne, Dibay Yochel, Dibay Lo Yochel. But you don't have to eat on Rosh Chodesh. So if you don't eat on Rosh Chodesh, then you don't mention, you don't say Birchas Hamazon, you don't mention Yalav Yovei B'chlal. So you can't tell me that because he decided to eat and he had to say Yalav Yovei, and he forgets the Yalav Yovei, you can't tell me he has to repeat the Birchas Hamazon. It was Mukhiv to eat in the first place. Yeah. So the first Tosfos asked the question, what do you mean? Dibay Yochel, Dibay Lo Yochel, you're allowed to fast on Rosh Chodesh. It's beferish that you're not allowed to fast, Tosis says. It's listed off in the Gemara by the Megillas Tainus, lists off all of the days, Ilun Yamai de la Lisano Abahon, days on which it's also to do Hespid Betainus. So the Megillas Tainus lists off all of the additional Yamim Tavim de Rabban that were instituted Bizman by Sheni. But Rish Chodesh, the Gemara says, is already a din der Isa that it's also Behespid Betainus. Yeah, what kind of a din is that? Rish Chodesh also Behespid Betainus? The Gemara sounds like it's a din der Isa. So the Torah in Hilchas Rosh Chodesh quotes from the Gaonim that there is a chi of simcha on Rosh Chodesh. Because how do they know? Because the pasuk says of Yom Simchas Ma'adechem Rosh Hashechem, it was kaita machatzaitzitz is put together. Rosh Hashechem is put together with Yom Simchaschem. So it would appear that there is a chi of simcha on Rosh Chodesh. Yeah. That's what Rav Soloveitchik used to interpret the pshat in the Gemara in Erechin on Daf Yud. The Gemara says that we started with the Gemara yesterday. The Gemara says you only recite Hallel on Yomim Tovim and you don't recite Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. The Gemara says, why not? Well, why don't you say Hallel on Shabbos? So the Gemara says, because Shabbos is not considered a Moed. What does that mean? And Rosh Chodesh is a Moed, so how come you don't say Hallel on Rosh Chodesh? We only say Chatzi Hallel is only a Minig. That's the Gemara in the end of Tanya. So the Gemara says, Mikrevedin, you're not willing to say Hallel. I, Rosh Chodesh is a Moed. So the Gemara said, because of Rosh Chodesh is muta basiyas malach. What does the reciting of Hal have to do with basiyas malach? So Rav Soloveitchik was fond, according to the Ramban in the Hasogas to the Sefer Mitzvahs, the Rambam is masik on the halachas gedolos. The halachas gedolos wrote a whole listing of the Sefer Mitzvahs, the Taryag Mitzvahs. So he counts among the Taryag Mitzvahs HaTorah the mitzvah to recite Halal on Yom Tov. So the Rambam attacks the halachas gedolos. Halal, everybody knows that Halal on Yom Tov is only the Rabbanon. It's not pasuk in Chumash. It's only a pasuk in Yishai. Hashir Yi Alachem Kelel is Kaddish Chag. So the earliest mention is in Yishai. So that's only the Rabbanon. That's not their eyes. How can the Bahag? It doesn't make sense. How can the Bahag include the reciting Halal and the Minyan Mitzvahs? That's their eyes. So the Ramban comes to defend the Bahag. He says it could be that the Bahag thinks that you have a right to include Mitzvahs from the Rabbanon as well. Okay, and it could be that the Bahag is of the opinion that Halal on Yom Tov is their rice. How can Halal on Yom Tov be their rice? It's only a pasuk in Yeshaya. The Ramban says no. It stems from the pasuk v'samachta b'hagecha, and he says, and that's the Ramban writes, and that's the whole thrust of the whole discussion in the Gemara in Erech and Daf Yud. That the Gemara says that the chiyuv to recite Halal depends on whether it's ikri moed. Shabbos is not ikri moed, and the Sholosh Regalim are ikri moed. What do you mean moed? Moed means a Yom Tov where there's a chiyuv simcha. On Shabbos there is no chiyuv simcha. On Yom Tov there's a chiyuv simcha. How do you know on Shabbos there's no chiyuv simcha on Yom Tov? There is a chiyuv simcha. So Rav Soloveitchik always used to point out this. The Ramban does not quote. The Rav Soloveitchik used to point out the Mishnah in Moed Katan says that one who is observing Avelis, so when Yom Tov comes, it cancels Shiva, cancels Shloshim. When Shabbos comes, it doesn't cancel Shiva. So one could have said if Shabbos will cancel Shiva, so no one will ever observe Shiva, because every seventh day of Shabbos he never observes Shiva. But that's not the official explanation that's given. The Tosfos on that daf in Moikotin and Ela Megalchin quotes from the Yerushalmi that the reason why Yom Tov cancels Shiva Shabbos doesn't is because on Yom Tov there's a chi of Simcha and Simcha and Avelis constitute a tarta disasri. Mashena can on Shabbos there is no chi of Simcha, so that's why Shabbos does not cancel Avelis. So if there's no tarta, there's no chi of Simcha on Shabbos and it doesn't create any tarta disasri. So why doesn't one observe Avelis Befehesi on Shabbos? One only observes Dvarm Shebetzina on Shabbos. You should observe even Avelis Befehesi if there's no stira. So the Yerushalmi answers no. It says, Vayvorech Elokim es Yom HaShviyi, Vroch HaKsiv Bei. And there's a pasuk in Mishlei, Birchas Hashem Hitashir V'lo Yosef Etzavimo. Since Shabbos is a day of Broch, it's not a day of Simcha. It would have been a day of Simcha, would cancel Shiva, would cancel Shloshim. It's a day of bracha by Baruch Halakim as Yom HaShviyi. So bracha says, V'lo Yosef Etzavimo. You don't have Avelis Befehesi. So that's the Taisus that he always used to quote, that you see that on Shabbos there's no Chiyuv Simcha, and on Yom Tov there is a Chiyuv Simcha. So that was the Ramban says, that was the Gemara's next question. Rosh Chodesh Dikri Moed, Rosh Chodesh is a Chiyuv of Simcha, so why is one not obligated to recite Hallel? The Simcha should be Mechag, the Simcha Saguf, eating Basav Yayin, and then the Simcha Sanefesh by reciting Hallel. So if Rosh Chodesh is Ikri Moed, if Rosh Chodesh there is a mitzvah of Simcha, that's what the Torah quotes B'Shem HaGoyim. The Yom Simchasim Adechem Rosh Hashechem indicates that Rosh Chodesh is also like a Yom Simchasim. There's a Chiyuv Simcha. So why aren't we obligated to recite Halal Sholem Medina on Rosh Chodesh? And to this, the Gemara responds, is Le'igdish Basiyas Malacha. What has it got to do, Le'igdish Basiyas Malacha? What does Malacha have to do with reciting Halal? So the Ramban writes a fascinating Lashon. Rav Soloveitchik said he remembers he heard his father make this suggestion, but he didn't remember whether his father told him that it's a Beferish Ramban. And then years later, he found that Ramban in the Hasagas to the Sefer HaMitzvahs suggests that in the Beis HaMikdash there was a Chi of Medina to recite Halal Sholem on Rosh Chodesh. The Gemara says that it's only a minig, and therefore we recite Chatzi Halal, we do Medal Gedilugi, that's Chutz Le Beis HaMikdash. But in Mikdash there is a Chi of Simchas. That means when the Gemara, so the Ramban interprets the Lashon and Gemara, why don't you say Halal Sholem Medina on Rosh Chodesh all over the world? Rosh Chodesh Ikri Moyah. So the Gemara answers, no, it's Mutta Basiyas Malach. What does it mean? The whole relevance of the Kedusha Sayyam of Rosh Chodesh is only a Mikdash. Chutz no Mikdash, there is no significance. It is Rosh Chodesh, it's the first of the month. You write on your checks. You write. It's going to determine when Pesach is going to be, when Shavuos is going to be, okay? It is relevant that it's Rosh Chodesh. But the Kedusha Sayyam of Rosh Chodesh is only relevant in Mikdash. Chutz no Mikdash, it's Muta Basiyas Molochim. What do you usually have on the Yom Tov? And we have three Parshios. Parshios HaMoadim. You have in Parshas Pinchas, you have about the Karbonos HaMosafim. You have listed off in Parshas Pinchas, Shabbos, and Rosh Chodesh, and all the Yamim Tov, and which Musafim you bring. Then in Parshas Amor, you have Parshas HaMoedos, which speaks about the Yisim Halacha. So in Rosh Chodesh, there is no Yisim Halacha, so that's why Amor doesn't belong over there. And then you have in Parshas Re'eh, you have again the third Parshas HaMoedos. The three are Amor, and Pinchas, and Re'eh. Right, you have the mitzvahs pratyos, the special mitzvahs that you have to perform on Pesach, on Shavuos, on Sukkot, the special mitzvahs. So that's on the Sholosh Regalim and on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. You have all the three aspects of the Kedushas Hayom. You have a Nisim Malacha, and you have a Chiyuv HaKrovas HaMusafim, and you have mitzvahs pratyos on Rosh Hashanah, you blow shofar, on Pesach, you eat matzah, on Sukkot, you sit the Sukkot, you shake a lulav, and so on. You have all the mitzvahs pratyos. And Rosh Chodesh, the Gemara says, Rosh Chodesh lo yigdish basiyas malacha. What does it mean? The whole relevance of the Kedusha Sayyam of Rosh Chodesh is only in the Mikdash. Chutz la Mikdash, there is no. It's Rosh Chodesh, but there's no relevance of Kedusha Sayyam of Rosh Chodesh. That's why you can't say that the Chiyav Simcha of Rosh Chodesh should be mechayev to recite Halal. But it's like we have a concept called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kein, the Raisa Tikkun, some in Hogam are also patterned after real din. So the Ninik to recite Chatzi Halal, Bigvulin. That's how the Ramban writes, Lamiyatu ela Halel Bigvulin. They excluded Halel Amesh Chodesh Chutz Lamigdosh. So from the Loshon of the Ramban and the Sefer Mitzvah, it sounds like he thinks that Halel was Medina. To whatever extent Halel is Medina on Pesach Shavuos Sukkis, maybe Medina Deraisa, maybe Medina Derabbanan. To whatever extent, he thinks maybe it's even Deraisa. So to the same extent, there was a Chayva Medina, either Deraisa or Derabbanan, to recite Halal Sholem on Rosh Chodesh in the Beis HaMikdash in conjunction with HaKrovos HaKarbonos. So on Rosh Chodesh there is a Chi of Simcha B'Bilua in the Mikdash. Chutz LaMikdash there is no Simcha B'Kum V'Yaseh. You just have Simcha B'Shev Yal Taseh. You're not allowed to do Hesped V'Tainas. From the Gemara it would appear, from the Gemara the Ram would appear that as if the Yisa Hesped V'Tainas on Rosh Chodesh is a Din Deraisa. That's what Tosfos quotes on the top of Mem Tes on the Beis. Rosh Chodesh is also behesped with tainus, maybe even men haTorah. But when the Gemara says iboy yochel, iboy lo yochel, it doesn't mean if he wants he can fast the whole day. No, not allowed to fast the whole day. It means iboy lo yochel, pass. He didn't have to eat bread. He could have had vegetable salad, could have eaten something else, could have had something to drink, as long as he's not in violation of hesped with tainus. So on Rosh Chodesh there are two aspects of simcha. Bamigdosh, you have simcha b'kum v'yaseh, which is expressed by reciting Halal Sholem according to the Ramban, Medina. And then Bigvulin, Chutz LaMikdosh, Rosh Chodesh was nismayt because it's Mutta Basiyas Malacha, means that the Kedusha Sayyam is not relevant, Chutz LaMikdosh. So there, it is a little bit relevant. There's an Issa, Hesped V'Tainis. There's a din of Simcha B'Shev Atasa. So that's perhaps why the Gemara's Masupik. The Gemara says, if a person forgot to say Ritzeya, Yalav Yavoy on Shabbos Yontif, so they composed a special Nusach. The Amoraim said, who came up with this Nusach? So they said, Rav came up. Okay. he was surprised. The Amora hears it, he says, Avet Gizok, he says, Rab said it. And he said, next one also, Rab said this Nusach. You gotta say a Nusach. If you finished the Brach, how do you say it? Boine Rachma of Yerushalayim Amen. You didn't start Atoiv HaMeitiv yet. The Gemara says, once you start Atoiv HaMeitiv, it's too late. But if you didn't start Atoiv HaMeitiv yet, so then you can recite the special Nusach HaBrocha for Shabbos and for Yontif and for Rish Chodesh. The Gemara is not sure. On Yontif, when you mention the special Brocha, you mention Simcha. Tov l'hiskur shal Yontif, you say Baruch Shanasan Yamim Tov l'Am Yisrael l'Simcha. And you say l'zikaron, the simcha, because on Yontif there's a chiyuv simcha. On Shabbos you don't say l'simcha, you say l'menucha, l'os v'lebris. Baruch Shanas and Shabbos is l'menucha l'am Yisrael, v'ahava l'os v'lebris. When you get l'os v'lebris and say v'sham and Yisrael Shabbos, l'os v'Shabbos v'lebris and bris oylon bein v'os v'lebris. So Shabbos is referred to in the Chumash as an os and as a bris. And Yontif is l'simcha. On Yontif there's a chiyuv simcha, on Shabbos there is no chiyuv simcha. And the zikaron, that's the pasuk. Yom smachasim adech v'ashach hashem miskaitem machatzosim shiniskartem lefnei Hashem alokeichem. So that's the zikaron. We only say yalav yavoi on yontif and on Rish Chodesh. Why? Because yalav yavoi zichonei nefig daneinu. That's based on that pasuk. Miskaitem machatzosim shiniskartem lefnei Hashem alokeichem. The purpose of the tkiyas chatzosim on Rish Chodesh and on yontif is the zikaron. So we do mention the zikaron. We mention Lizikoron on Rosh Chodesh, and we mention Lizikoron on Yontif. You don't say Lizikoron on Shabbos, because Shabbos is not for the purpose of Zikoron.
There's a prayer the Rebbe was saying with the Moed, and the Parshas and Moed, the Issa Malacha, and Parshas Re'ez, the Mitzvahs Pratiyot, so then why is it that like Mitzvahs like Lulav don't appear in Parshas Re'ez, and only in Parshas and Moed?
I don't know. It's not 100% Oizgahal, my description.
How would you justify the old Ashkenaz Nusach or the Yismachu B'chol Yisrael V'Yishmecho on Shabbos?
Yeah, we say Yismachu B'malchuscha. Yeah, everybody says Yismachu B'malchuscha.
So how would you justify that?
Right, so Rav Soloveitchik said the Nusach Ashkenaz is not so bad that we only say Yismachu B'malchuscha by Musaf.
Okay, because that's the time of
Korbanos. Since you have to be in the Beis HaMikdash and you have to bring Musafim, so just like on Rish Chodesh and Mikdash, there is a Chiyuv Simcha. So he says, at the time, in conjunction with Hakrovus HaMusaf and the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos, he's prepared to understand why there's an Inyan of Simcha. Whenever you're in the Beis HaMikdash, whenever you have to be in the Beis HaMikdash to do something, that engenders a Chiyuv Simcha. But he says those who say Yismuchu b'malchuscha, even by Ma'ariv and by Shacharis and by Mincha, of Yismuchu, that's problematic. So there's a long discussion in Achronim about this. It's Techem, it quotes a few pages from different Achronim who work on that kasha. How do you say Yismuchu b'malchuscha on Shabbos if it's clear that there is no chi of Simcha? So here the Gemara says they're not sure whether on Rosh Chodesh you should mention Simcha or not. The Gemara says, "Below you die not yom abas simcha, he lo yom abas simcha." The Gemara says, "They're not sure whether you should mention simcha on Rosh Chodesh. Why? Because Rosh Chodesh there's only simcha in Mikdash. Chutz l'Mikdash there's no simcha. Chutz l'Mikdash there's a din of simcha b'shevi al tasa that there's a nisa hesped v'tainis, but it's not simcha v'kumbi asay. And all the dinim the rabbanon, all the yamitav ma'megillas tainis that there also hesped v'tainis. That's called the tikkun rabbanon came there as a tikkun. That's probably patterned after Rosh Chodesh." The Rosh Chodesh is such a concept of Simcha b'Shevi al Tasa b'Gvulin. B'Mikdash is Simcha b'Kumbi Aseh, and b'Gvulin is Simcha b'Shevi al Tasa. So the Gemara says they're not sure whether you should mention Simcha on Rosh Chodesh or not, because in Mikdash you have Simcha, and Chutz l'Mikdash you don't have Simcha. So what do you mention on Rosh Chodesh? You mention Lizikoren. Baruch Shanas and Rosh Chodesh and Amisol Lizikoren. That says Iskaitem Achatzayt says v'Niskaitem Lefnei Hashem Alokecha. I thought you were going to ask something else, that the old Nusach Ashkenaz in the days of the Balei HaTosfos, in the days of the Ma'aril, in the days of the Ramah, used to be that when you have Yontif Shecholiyos B'Shabbos, and you say Yalav Yovoi in Shachris, so they would say, Zichonei Nefig Nenev Zichon Avasinim Zichon Shalom David Avdecha, Zichon Yishalayim Mekodshecha. So they would say, "B'yom haShabbos haMeroach hazeh, b'yom Rosh haChodesh hazeh." Or haShabbos Chalamoid Pesach, Shabbos Chalamoid Sukkos also. when they would say Yala Biyova in the Shmon Esrei, they would say Biyom Hashabbos Hamarach Hazeh Biyom Chag HaMatzos Hazeh. They would mention both. In the Birchas HaMazon, the Maharil says, in the Tshuvas HaMaharil, the Maharil says that you don't mention when it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh or Shabbos Yontif, you don't mention Shabbos in the middle of Yala V'Yavoi, Yom HaShabbos HaMenach HaZeh, Yom HaShachodesh HaZeh, because you're not going to give a Chasima later where you're going to combine the both together. But in the Shmona Esrei, where you are going to say Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'Hazmanim, or Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'Roshei Chodoshim, since you're going to have a Chasima where you're going to combine the two together, and you keep on adding on in parentheses, you keep on mentioning Shabbos in all the parentheses, as you go along, so you may as well mention Shabbos in the middle of Yalav Yavai also, because you're going to have a chasimi combining the two together. So that was the old minig. The Mishnah Berurah, the Ramah quotes this minig. In the middle of Yalav Yavai, you mention Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah says, we don't do it anymore. Somehow it got lost in transmission. Over the generation, it got lost, we don't do that anymore. So Rabbi Shai Berlin is quoted in the bottom of the Siddur, Itzarat Tfilas. They have Ha'oris from Rabbi Shai Berlin, the one who touched up the Masoras HaShas, all the brackets in the Masoras HaShas were added on by Rabbi Shai Berlin. So he's bothered with the Kashi. It doesn't make sense to him to mention Shabbos and Yalav Yavoi if the whole theme of Yalav Yavoi is based on that Pasuk in Bahalo Yisrael, Yom Simchas Ma'adechem, Miskaitem Achatzotzes, Viniskartem, that that's only on Rosh Chodesh and on Yom Tovim. There is no Viniskartem on Shabbos. So how does it make sense to mention Zichroneinu, Fikroneinu, Zichron Mashiach, Mdavid Abdecha, B'yoyim HaShabbos HaZeh? On Shabbos, there is no theme of Zikoran. The Gemara doesn't have Zikoran on Shabbos. The Gemara just has Shabbos is Lemenucha Le'ois V'Lebris based on Psukim. Rosh Chodesh and Yontif is Lizikoran. That's what it says in the Chumash, but not Shabbos. So some answer, I think also in the back of the Eitzah Tfilah Siddur, there's some answer, like what we were discussing yesterday. When you have Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh combined together on the same day, you have Shabbos and Yontif combined together on the same day, so there seem to be two views in the Rishonim. The Gemara says, Achasi. Maishno, the Gemara says, Hocha Chodahi. What do you mean Chodahi? Does it mean that the two blend in to be one new hyphenated Kedushas Hayayim of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos Yontif? Well, no. Since they're related, they're both one Kedushas Hayayim superimposed on top of the other, but they're related. They're both on the same days, and that's why it's not so big. It's not such an outright violation of Vein Chos B'Mishtar. So there were two opinions whether the two Kedushas Hayayim blend in together or not. So some want to say, if one should assume that the two Kedushas Hayams blend in together, so normally Shabbos is not Lizikoran. But if Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh Shechali is B'Shabbos, or Yontav Shechali is B'Shabbos, and the two Kedushas Hayams blend in together, so we would mention Zichroneinu, Figdoneinu, Zikoran would not only be B'Negeh to the Yontav and to the Rosh Chodesh, since the Yontav and the Rosh Chodesh is combined together with Kedushas HaShabbos, so perhaps it makes sense to say Yalav Yavoi V'Yom HaShabbos HaMenorah HaZeh also, because the two blend in to be one Kedushas Hayom. That's how some of the later Gedolim Parem for this Kasha in the Eitzah Tfilos of Rabbi Shaya Berlin. So the Gemara is not sure on Rosh Chodesh whether you mention V'lo Yedayin Yom HaBasimcha Lo Yom HaBasimcha. Why? On the one hand, there is a Chiyuv Simcha and Migdosh on Rosh Chodesh B'Kum Yaseh. Like the Ramban writes, you have to appear in the Beis HaMikdash to bring the Musafim. So appearing in the Beis HaMikdash already implies a Chiyuv Simcha. Where does that idea come from? That appearing in the Beis HaMikdash always implies a Chiyuv Simcha. There is a Gemara of Salvation used to point this out. There is a Gemara, the first daf in Elu Megalchen, and the third perik in Moed Katan. The sugya of Avela. So the simple reading of the Gemara says that a kain gadol all year long never observes Avelas. The Rambam holds like the Gaonim, the Chaber, the Gaonim, that Avelas Yom Rishon is their ice. And the Rambam considers Avelas one of the Tayag mitzvah Satar, one of the 248 mitzvahs Sase. Which one, where is there a mitzvah that one should observe Avelas? So the Rambam says it's included in the mitzvah of Lo Yitama. Machlekes Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shimon, but Lo Yitama is Rishus, Lo Yitama is a Chayva, so we pass like Rabbi Akiva, Lo Yitama is a Chayva. So the Chiyav to be Metami to the Kravim is because of the Chiyav of Avelas. The Rambam writes in the Hilchos Avelas, Kama Chamurihi mitzvahs Avelas, Sharinitches Miponeho Tumas Kohanim. So the Rambam holds that the Chiyav to be Metami to the Kravim is an aspect of Nihu Gavelas, and included in that mitzvah Lo Yitama is all the laws of Neil Gavelis, not to wear shoes, and Isa B'tash Meshamitha, Mechitza, Sicha, Avelis, Emrishan, is all their rights. But then the Chumash says that the Kohen Gadol doesn't observe Avelis at all. Lo Avelim Aloitam, it doesn't observe Avelis at all. So the simple reading of the Gemara is that the Kohen Gadol never observes Avelis, period. The whole Yisayid, the whole Mokar Chumash, where the mitzvah of Avelis is, the Chiyuv to be Mitami, to design Kravim. The Kohen Gadol is not allowed to be Mitami, even to design Kravim. So that means he doesn't observe any Avelis. That's a simple reading of the Gemara. So why should that be? So the Gemara has a Lashon. Gemara says, Kohen Gadol all year long is Ki Yisrael Beregel Dami. Just like Yisrael Beregel observes Simchas Yontif, and that cancels the Avelis. So the Kohen Gadol all year long is Ki Yisrael Beregel. How is that exactly the same? So why did the Gemara use that lashon? You should have said Kohen Gadol all year long is not mitami to design kraven. So the Meila there's no mitzvah of avelus. Why did he say Kohen Gadol all year long is kisol baregel dami? So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that the Rambam writes a lashon in Hilchos Klei Hamikdash when he says you have to appoint a Kohen Gadol and he should oversee all the functioning of the Beis Hamikdash, all the akrabas akrabonis. So the Rambam writes uchvoda v'sifarto of the Kohen Gadol, his job is to be in the Beis Hamikdash all day long. So he said that itself engenders a chiyuv simcha. The fact that Kohen Gadol is mechuyev to be lefnei Hashem always implies an inyan of simcha. That's how the Gemara has an expression in the first perek in Chagiga. Ein atzvus lefnei hamakom. There's never any sadness when one is in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it says, hod v'hod olafon avoyz v'ched v'bimekoyma. In the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is no avelus. So the Gemara says, Yisrael baregel an sholosh v'godim, the Jews are obligated to visit the Beis HaMikdash. Aliyah leregel, the mechuyev to visit, to come in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's what's mechayev in the mitzvah of simcha. Even as man azeret, there's no Beis HaMikdash, but the chiyev to visit the Ribbono Shel Olam makes a chiyev simcha. So the Kohen Gadol all year long is ki Yisrael baregel dami, he's always mechuyev to be in the Beis HaMikdash. That's why he's always in the state of simcha. So he's always in the state of simcha, so that's why the Gemara seems to say that he never observes Avelis. It's a difficult Rambam. The Rambam writes that Kohen Gadol observes Avelis the same as anybody else. So that's right. And more, ask on the Rambam. How can it be? It's against the Gemara. The Gemara, the Pharisee, Kohen Gadol does not observe Avelis. It's a problematic Rambam. The Absolvecher was explaining this in the Gemara. Why the Gemara has the lashon? Kohen Gadol kol hashana kula ki yisrael baregel dami. Because the Kohen Gadol has an obligation to be in the Beis Hamikdash every day of the year. So again, so that's what the Gemara is not sure whether on Rosh Chodesh should you mention simcha leyedani yama bas simcha leyama bas simcha. Why? Because on Rosh Chodesh, in Mikdash, there is a Chiyuv Simcha. But the guy's not benching in the Beis HaMikdash. He's benching outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Is that even if he is benching in the Beis HaMikdash, it has nothing to do with HaKrovas HaKarbonas. So outside of the Beis HaMikdash, there is an inyan of Simcha on Rosh Chodesh, but it's B'Shevi Al-Tasa. So that's where the Gemara is not sure whether it's Kedai to mention Simcha on Rosh Chodesh. On Yontav you do, on Shabbos you don't. What you do mention on Yantav is Lizikaron on Rosh Chodesh and on Yantav Lizikaron, because that says in that's what Yalav Yav is all about. Zichanena Figdanena. Boy Lechem Lizikaron Lefnei Alekeh. The whole purpose of the Tkias Chatzaitzris is Lizikaron. So Nachamot, so what does the Gemara say? If a person forgets to say Yalav Yav and the davening, he has to daven over again. If he forgets to say Yalav Yav and Brichas Mos, doesn't have to bench over again. So the Gemara says, Maishna, he says, I'm not sure myself. I never heard from Rav. I never heard directly from Shmuel, but I'll be able to figure it out. So he says, Nechsi Anan, and he gives the explanation. So what's Taka the explanation? So that's what we spoke about yesterday. You really Yotze the Birchas Hamazon, the whole obligation to mention Kedushas Hayom and benching, or to mention Kedushas Hayom and Tefillah is based on Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. Chol Yom Yom, Teilem Eim Echos V'Shayom. That din is not li'ikuvah. If you bench and you didn't say the Kedushas Hayom, you daven and you didn't say, so you yotze the benching, and you yotze the tefillah. The only thing is, the Gemara says, if it's Shabbos and Yontif, when there's a chiyuv suda, so to be kaveh the suda, the shem suda Shabbos, or the same suda, shem suda Yontif, one has to mention in the Birchas Hamazon the Kedushas Hayom of Shabbos and Yontif. If he'll bench without mentioning it, he'll be yotze birchas hamazon, but he won't be yotze the suda. So we give him a kula, we give him a break. Instead of requiring of him that he should eat over the whole suda, do it all over again, he just ate. He's ready to plot. So we give him a kula, we permit him to repeat the benching a second time. Al menas to say ritzei, or al menas to say yalav yavet, to be kaveh the suda, L'shem suda Shabbos. That's what the Gemara says. But I'm Rish Chodesh, but there's no chiyuv to have a suda. You're not allowed to fast, but you don't have to daska have pas. There's no mitzvah of a suda on Rish Chodesh. So that's what the Gemara says. Iboy yachal, iboy lo yachal means pas. He doesn't have to have pas if he doesn't want to. So even if he had pas and he benches, and if he got to say yal v'yavoy, so what is, what are you going to say? It's not yotze sudas Rish Chodesh. There is no sudas Rish Chodesh. And the benching is yotze b'di'evid without ritzei, without yal v'yavoy also. The only thing is he wasn't yotze the suda. So the suda does not chiyuv suda. That's what the Gemara says. But on the davening, the reason, the davening also ye yotze. If one forgets to say it's Yalav Yavan Rosh Chodesh, he's yotze the davening. That's how we spoke yesterday. If he davened Mincha on Rosh Chodesh, and he forgot to say Yalav Yavoy, and then Balayla, it's already no longer Rosh Chodesh, so should he say Atashlumen or not? So the two opinions in Tosfos. So the accepted opinion, Shulchan Aruch, is that you don't say a tashlumen. Why? Because you yotze the tefillah. It just wasn't yotze the chayvus haskaras kedusha hayom. So the Gemara says they allowed him to say a second Shemana Esrei, even though he was yotze the tefillah. So the second tefillah that he's going to say for shakras or for mincha is not really going to be the same shakras. Well, the same mincha is going to really be a tefillah sendov. It's a voluntary tefillah. We allow him and we encourage him to offer an extra tefillah sendov, even though he's yotze already the tefillah bizmana. In order to chaperine this kiyum of mentioning the Kedusha Sayyim. What's the significance of mentioning? So that's where Rav Soloveitchik gave his whole interpretation about why Ma'ariv is different. Why the Gemara says that by Ma'ariv, they bekach in Sachodesh Balaylon. So therefore, b'di'evad, you wouldn't have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei if you got Yal V'yavo only by Ma'ariv. Why should that be so? So we went through yesterday. It's a whole interpretation. Here, the Tosfos on the top of Amud Beis raises the question that the Gemara says over here that on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you're obligated to have pas, you're obligated to have a suda, and if you bench and if you got to say Yal V'yavar, it's a, you have to repeat the benching in order to be kaver the suda, the shame suda Shabbos. The Tosfos is bothered with the Gemara's sukkah and Afchav Zayinim and Aleph, that the Gemara says, we have Xerushavah, Chamishasa, linking together Leil Sukkahs with Leil Pesach. Just like Leil Pesach, only Laila Harishon Chayva to eat matzah. Mikam Bielach Rishus. If you don't want to, you don't have to. So to Sukkah is only Laila Harishon Chayva. Mikam Bielach Rishus. If you don't want to, you don't have to have any pas. So Tosfos says, what are you talking about? But the Gemara says that on Shabbos and Yom Tov there's a chiyuv suda. That's Tosfos kash. So on the side of the Tosfos, they write, I ain't the Tosfos Sukkah Chav Zayinim and Aleph Yiboy Yachad Yiboy Lo Yachad. The Tosfos in Sukkah has one opinion. The Rishonim over here, the Rosh, the Marcha, they all quote that Tosfos in Sukkah. The Tosfos in Sukkah has one suggestion, and a Chanami. When our Gemara says that if a person forgot to say Yalav Yovah in benching, he has to repeat the benching, the only exception to the rule is Rosh Chodesh and Chalamoy, because no Chiyiv Suda. So, but on Yom Tov, you have to, it's Taka only Laila Harishon of Pesach, Laila Harishon of Sukkot, and the rest of the times on Yom Tov, there is no Chiyuv. It's just like a Rosh Chodesh, that there's an Issa Hesped V'Tainus, you're not allowed to fast the whole day, but you're not Mechiyuv to wash for bread. That's one opinion in Tosfos. The Chiyuv to wash for bread, to have a Suda, is only Laila Harishon of Pesach, Laila Harishon of Sukkot. Our Tosfos, with the Rosh Bayaz, do not go with that Shita. They say, no, the simple reading of Mar, that's only Rosh Chodesh is like that. It's an Issa Hesped V'Tainas, but Iboy Yachol, Iboy Lo Yachol Pas. But on Yom Tov, there is a Chiyuv Suda. There is a Chiyuv Suda. Suda Achas Bayam and Suda Achas Balayla. What do you do with the Gemara there in Sukkah that it says that only Laila Rishon Chayva Mekan V'Yelech Rishus? So Tosfos says, no, Laila Rishon Chayva means you have to eat in the Sukkah. Mekan V'Yelech Rishus Mitam the Sukkah, you're not Mechuyev to eat in the Sukkah, but you're Mechuyev to eat Pas Mitam Yom Tov. So Tosfos says, what are you talking about? Once you mechuyev to have pas mitam yontav, so many mechuyev to have it in the sukkah. So what do you? How does the Gemara make such a statement that after the first night of sukkahs, and after the first night of Pesach, if he doesn't want to, he doesn't have to have any pas. He's not mechuyev mitam matzah. He's not mechuyev mitam sukkah, but he's mechuyev mitam sudas yontav. You can't eat chametz on Pesach. Of course you're mechuyev to eat matzah. You have no choice. Because you're mechuyev to have on sukkahs, you're mechuyev to have the sudas yontav. So Tosfos gives an answer. So Tosfos gives an answer. Tosfos says, no, they're splitting over here. They say, You're only mechuyev mitam simchas yantif, sudas yantif, but you're not mechuyev mitam sukkah. L'may nafkemina. So here the Rishonim word it in two different ways. So our Tosfos on Mem Tes on the base, our Tosfos works with the assumption that whenever it's raining, it doesn't make sense to eat in the sukkah. Whether it's Laila Harishon, it's not Laila Harishon. It says Teshu Kein Taduru. If it's raining, you don't eat in the sukkah. So let's say the first night of sukkahs, it's pouring outside. So he makes Kiddush in the house and he eats in the house. And then he benches. And then before he's about to go to sleep, it stops raining and the whole weather clears up and it's beautiful outside. Would we require of him that he should eat again? So that's what Tosfos says. If it's Laila Harishon and it stopped raining, so there's a mitzvah to go again. Even though you were Yotze Sudas Yantav already, but there's a mitzvah to have yeshiva besukkah if it stopped raining. So we would tell him to go wash and eat another kazayis in the sukkah. If it will be in the daytime of sukkahs and you already ate, and then because it was raining, and he ate inside the house, and then it stops raining, you wouldn't tell him, go into the sukkah and eat again a second meal. Not interested in eating. He already had the Sudas Yantav. We wouldn't tell him, go eat in the sukkah again. That's the way our Tosfos presents it. So our Tosfos works with the assumption that even Laila Harishon Shel Sukkahs, if it's pouring, you don't. It doesn't make sense to eat in the sukkah, because Teshuva Kein Taduru governs all the 7 days. But Sukkahs Teshuva Shivas Yamin governs all the 7 days of Yeshiva B'sukkah, including the first night. If it's raining, you don't sit in the sukkah. The Rosh on our daf is quoting this teretz from the Balei HaTosfos, and he changes the wording already. The Rosh says no. He comes up with this chiddush that he presents it on the other days of sukkahs. If it's raining, so you eat in the house. There's a chiyuv to eat in the house. You don't have to eat in the sukkah. On Laila Harishon, there's a chiyuv to sit in sukkah even if it's raining. So it's a major discrepancy between the version as it appears in our Tosfos and the version as it appears in the Rosh. Are you mechuyev to sit in the sukkah, eat the kazayis Laila Harishon in the sukkah if it's pouring? So the Rosh says, yes, you mechiv too. That's a chiyav achila besukkah. It's not a chiyav that the first night is a chiyav yeshiva besukkah. That it should be governed with the principle of teshuva kein tadur. Apparently he learns that you learn gzer shavu chamishos chamishos from chagamatzis. So just like a chagamatzis, a mitzvah achila. So a laila rishon of sukkahs is a mitzvah achila. It's not a mitzvah of yeshiva besukkah. It has to be achila besukkah. Even if it's pouring and you don't enjoy it, you have to do the achila besukkah. And Tosfos does not understand like that. Tosfos is beferish that even Laila Harishon, if it's pouring outside, you don't sit in the sukkah. The mitzvah all 7 days is basukkah's teshuva. And teshuva has the connotation of teshuva kein toduru. It has to be a mitzvah. It's going to be potam in our sukkah. Even Laila Harishon is also potam. Except that Laila Harishon, if the weather is nice, even if you're not hungry, you're mechuyev to go eat in the sukkah. And the rest of sukkahs, if you're not interested, you don't have to eat in the sukkah. But if it's raining, it wouldn't make Tosfos, the way Tosfos presents, it wouldn't make sense to eat in the sukkah, even on the Laila Rishon. So this is the machlokes that's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. If it's pouring the first night, should you sit in sukkah? So some poskim are of the opinion, you sit in sukkah and you say a bracha, leishe basukkah. So that is not the common practice. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, you say a bracha. Then the later poskim say, we don't say a bracha, because that's only according to the Rosh. The Rosh says like that on our daf, that the first night of sukkahs you have to eat in sukkah even in the rain. And the Tosfos says it holds the favorish not so. Our Tosfos, but the Tosfos in sukkah, daf chav zayin, the other Balei HaTosfos don't say the way the Rosh presented. So these are the three different opinions over here. How did the two Gemaras drive together? So the one opinion is the Tosfos in sukkah, they chopped off the whole thing. But the chiyuv to have is suda. On Yontif is only Laila Harishon of Pesach and Laila Harishon of Sukkot, and the rest of the time Takanat Mukhayim Tav Suda. It's just an Issa Hesped Vatainis, but there is no Chiyav Suda. And that's the generally not the accepted opinion. We usually assume there is a Chiyav Suda, Achas Bayom, Achas Balayla. Same as Shabbos, but Shabbos is a Chiyav Suda Shlishis. The Gemara learns that from the Mon. Tosfos quotes from Shabbos Kuf Yud Zayin. It says, Ichlu Hayom, Ki Shabbos Hayom Lashem. Ayom losim tzu, basar, it says three times ayom, so the Gemara says it's a remez to the eating gimel sudas on Shabbos. So Tosfos says, Tosfos has two opinions. Are you yoitz? Can one be yoitz is sudas shlishis with mini targima? Where this mini targima means to have a snack, anything other than actually washing for bread. And having a kebetza, yoitz and a kebetza, because that is three different opinions exactly how much bread you have to have when you have the Suda Shabbos. So where does Tosfos get this idea from? From the Mini Tagima. The two opinions in Tosfos are Yoytzei Suda Shlishis with Mini Tagima. So the whole story begins from the Gemara there in Sukkah and Daf Chav Zayin. The Mishnah quotes Rablazer says, Yud Dalet Sudas Chayv Adam Lechel B'Sukkah. We have to eat 14 meals in the Sukkah. Why? Because it says, Basukkah is Teshvu came to Duru. So just like all year long, normally people eat two meals a day, breakfast and supper. So Sukkah, you have to have Basukkah is Teshvu, Shivas Yamim, Teshvu came to Duru. You have to have two meals every day, if the weather is nice, of course. You have to have two meals every day, Bayom Balayla, each day of Sukkah. So the Gemara says there that according to this Rav Lezer Shita, it does mean that you're mechuyif to have pas every single day, chalamayim. 6 days chalamayim, you're mechuyif to have pas every day. And if you forget yalav yom chalamayim, you have to bench over again. No. He doesn't hold yet. Even Rav Lezer doesn't require that you have to have pas. The Gemara says, Rav Lezer says, you can be answered with mini tagima, if you have a little snack. So that's what Tosfos raises a possibility that maybe Vesuda Shlishi Shal Shabbos Hayim Mesud Pekari Shem Iboy Lo Yochal Al Mini Tagima Ki the Pirush Abin Atam Ki Amin Mim Vesuda Sukkah. The Gemara says according to Rav Lezer, we don't pass like Rav Lezer, but the Tosfos is borrowing the concept for Rav Lezer. Rav Lezer says you have to have 14 Sudas on the 7 days of Sukkahs, but Sukkahs Teshu came to Duru Achas Bayan Vachas Balaylu, 2 meals a day. So the meals don't have to be Davki with pas, you can have with Mini Tagima also. So even though we don't accept anything that Rav Lezer said, Rav Lezer Shamuti, we don't accept anything that he said up there. But Tosfos suggests maybe we should carry it over to Suda Shlishis. Maybe the halacha requires pas, and if you forget, it say you got to bench over in order to be kaver the Suda Lashem Suda Shabbos. Maybe that's only the Suda Achas Balayla and Suda Achas Bayayim. But the Suda Shlishis, maybe that's good enough with Mini Tagima, in which case, even if you had pas and you forgot to say Ritzeh, you wouldn't have to bench over again. If you could have had Mini Tagima, it would have been Yotze without mentioning, say, Bar Nefashos at the end. It would have been Yotze the Suda Shlishis without Askaras Kedusha Sayyam. So even if you had pas, can't say that that he has to repeat the Birchus Hamos. Yeah, how do they split up the two? Tosfos doesn't explain it. How do they split up over here? From the three Sudas on Shabbos, Hayom, 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 all of a sudden they're coming up with an Einfal. The first two meals have to be pas. And if you forget, we'd say you got a bench over. And the third meal, that can be good enough for Mini Tagima. Manam Shach. So that's what Tosfos says. The Yod, maybe it's not true, since you're learning out from the Mon three times, Hayom, Hayom, Hayom. Alma the Shav is saying, it sounds like all three meals should be the same. And just like the first two meals, you're not Yotze with Mini Tagima, so the third meal also you're not Yotze with Mini Tagima. That's Mikir Adin, that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. You really should not rely on the Mini Tagima Kula by Shalosh Sudas. But how did the Ri come up with such an Einfal? That Mini Tagima should be good for the third meal. The first two meals have to be pas. Why do you distinguish? So Soloveitchik explained, he thought it was Posh Pshan, that there are two different dinim over here. One din of Shalosh Sudas, Hayoim, 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 three Sudas, Zechel Amon. So all three Sudas can be Mini Tagima. All three Sudas can be Mini Tagima. But then there's another din, the Gemara has a din that Kvod Yom Odif Mikvod Laila. And the Magen Avraham quotes from the Zohar that Kvod Laila Odif Mikvod Yom. A machlek is between the Gemara and the Zohar. What does it mean if you have, let's say, the Balabasta is going to serve chopped liver at one of the two meals? She's going to serve gefilte fish at one meal and chopped liver at the other meal. So the family enjoys the chopped liver more than the gefilte fish. So which meal should she serve the more delicious snack? Should it be Balayla or Bayom? So according to the Gemara, Kvod Yom Odif Mekvod Laila. There's a din of Kibud V'yoinig. Pasuk in Yeshaya. Kvod Yom Odif Mekvod Laila. So one would have thought, if not for this Gemara, you would have thought that there's a din. The whole duration of the 24 hours of Shabbos, there's a din of Onig Shabbos. So you see from the Gemara, it's not so. There's a din of Onig Yom and there's a din of Onig Laila. The Gemara tells it Kvod Yom and Kvod Laila. That's a little bit Megumgam. Why is it Kvod? The only Gemara says the Kibud means all the hachanas that are done in preparation in advance of Shabbos, and Oneg is the enjoying the pleasure that you have from eating the food on Shabbos. So it's a little bit lav davka when the Gemara talks about Kvod Yom and Kvod Laila. It really means Oneg Yom and Oneg Laila, but you see both from the Gemara and from the Zohar that it's not that it's 24 hours solid. There's a din of Oneg, there's a din of Oneg by Yom, and there's a din of Oneg by Laila. And the Gemara holds that the Oneg Yom is Odif me Oneg Laila, And the Magen Avraham quotes the Zohar Faket, but they both had Tzara Shavu Shebehem. It's a din of Klod Yom and a din of Klod Laila. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik thought. Mistama, that's the reason why there's a chiyuv to have a sud achas by yom and sud achas by laila with pas to wash. That's because of oneg. Oneg yom and oneg laila. The third meal on Shabbos, that's only because zeich alamon. So that mitam the zeich alamon, you could have had all three meals could have been made in tagimah. The only reason why you had to have the meal leil Shabbos and one of the two meals on Shabbos in the daytime should be with washing is not because of the Zeich HaLamon. No, the Zeich HaLamon we would satisfy by having all three meals, meaning tagima, a little snack, a little nibble. But you have to have two meals, but you actually wash. That's because of Kvod Yom and Kvod Laila, Oinig. Oinig Yom and Oinig Laila. That's why a Chalamoy, there's an Issa Hesped V'tainis, because there's a Chi of Simcha, a Chalamoy. But there is no chi of suda. If you forget the yalviyav on the benching, you don't have to repeat the bichas amazon because there was no chi to have a suda at all. Why? Because on chalamoy there is no din of kibud v'yoinik. There's an iser hesped v'tainus, but there's no chi of kibud v'yoinik. And the chi to have the suda stems the chi to wash, the chi to have pas either kezayis or kebetza, yesim kebetza, three different opinions in the Shulchan Aruch. That chiyuv to wash stems from the chiyuv of oneg, of kvod yom and kvod laila, which really means oneg. The Gemara says that. So the Gemara says again, if one forgot to say ritzei yalaviyavi, got to bench over again. What if he reminded himself before he starts atayv ameiti? So Rav came up with this einfal, a new nusach that you say. The other Amoraim never heard of it. He said, "Who said?" So he said, "Rav." He said, "Okay, Rav said it, so we'll go along." So the Gemara is not sure. On Rosh Chodesh, they also have a nusach. You say lizikora, not sure leyadina whether you say simcha. You don't say simcha, and he's also not sure ichasim bo, iloi chasim bo. He's not sure whether you do a chasima on Shabbos and on Yontif. You do a chasima also. Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh al Shabbos. Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh Yisrael v'hazmanim. You have a chasima at the end. And on Rosh Chodesh, not sure if you have a chasima. What was the suffix of the Gemara whether Rosh Chodesh deserves a chasima? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes a machlokes the Magen Avraham and some other achrayim halacha lemaisa about this. Let's say on Shabbos the chalamoy, the person on Shabbos the suda shlishis, a person did wash, and he says birchas hamazon, and he forgot to say ritzei. So the riyas mesupik, then maybe you don't have to repeat the benching because of lack of ritzei. So halacha lemaisa, we would say if he finished the whole bench and he realized that if he got ritzei, safik brachas lacha, we'd say you don't have to repeat the whole bench. So let's say he didn't yet finish the bench and he said, "Boyne v'rachma v'yushalayim amein," and he didn't start atay v'ameitiv yet, and he has a good siddur that has this nusach habracha. So he starts saying, "Baruch atu Hashem makenem acholam shenasan shabbosis lemurcha lamisol biyavol yosvol lebris." Do you say the chasima or not? They say, "Baruch atu Hashem." Mekadesh HaShabbos did not say the Chasima. So the Magen Avraham says that's part of the by the leif shita of the Gemara whether you say a Chasima or Rosh Chodesh. The Gemara knows for sure that on Shabbos and Yom Tov you say a Chasima, Baruch Atah Mekadesh Tov Azmanim, Mekadesh HaShabbos. Why? Because that Haskara of Ritzei Yalviyav is Likuva. But on Rosh Chodesh, where it's not Likuva, the Gemara says on the basis if you finished the whole bench and forgot to say Yalviyav, you don't repeat the benching. So if you reminded yourself before you started Atayv HaMeitiv, true, there is a Nusach HaBrocha, but the Gemara was Mesupik, but they say a Chasima, because the Haskara is not Leikuv over here. So the Magen Avraham says, the same suffix will apply to Shabbos by Shalashudas. If the fellow ate Shalashudas, if he got to say Ritzei, and he realizes before he starts Atayv HaMeitiv, he should say here for the Nusach. Baruch Shinas Baruch Ta'al Ken Malach Ha'olam, Shinas Shin Shabbos L'Menuch Ha'olam Yisrael B'Yavol Yos for the Bris, period. And he shouldn't finish off. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Achrayim, "I'm not happy." The later Achrayim, "I'm not happy with this Magen Avraham." They say they don't think that that's the reason why the Gemara was Mesupik Yichasim Bo Yloi Chasim Bo, because the Haskara is not Likuva on Rosh Chodesh. So you're going to say Shalashudis on Shabbos, according to that Suffolk of the Riz, is going to be the same. They don't think that that's the reason why. They say because Rosh Chodesh Bigvulin doesn't have a Kedusha Sayyim, it's irrelevant, it's a lower level. Shabbos and Yom Tov, the Kedusha Sayyim is relevant all over. So that's where the Chachamim were misakana, a full Nusach HaBroch, a Psicha with a Chasima, a Broch HaRucha, it's called a Broch HaRucha, Pasech Bo V'choysim Bo. And on Rosh Chodesh, the Gemara is Mesupik, maybe they just made a Broch HaKtzara, It doesn't have a psicha with a chasim, it just has a psicha. Because Kedushas for Shchaydesh, Bigvulin, is really irrelevant. But if it will be Shabbos, the Shabbos Shudas, Mishnah Berurah is not happy with the Magen Avraham. He thinks we should follow the other Achrayinim against the Magen Avraham, that even by Shabbos Shudas also you should say the whole Nusach of the bracha with the chasim.
Could be said it's a bracha ksara because you only mention simcha and salvage. You don't say it's a karka. There's only one thing mentioned.
He only mentions the karka, you don't mention simcha.
Yeah, you only mention the karka.
I mean, if you would have mentioned both.
Yeah, then it would be, then you would have to say it.
That's what Rashi and Tosin say. Whenever you have more than one theme,
yeah,
mentioned.
I saw that. As a chaplain,
You make it into a bracha arucha if you have more than one theme mentioned. So since the Gemara is not sure whether you say two themes, whether you say lizikor and lesimcha, so that's why huadenam. It's the same suffix whether you say chasim or not. If you would have been poshut that you do say two themes, simcha and zikor, then you would have been poshut that you say chasim as well. Wow, that's clearly not like the Morgan Avraham. Okay, because on Shabbos you say a whole bunch of things. You say Lemenucha Leos for Lebris. Yeah. Okay. Here on this Gemara, there's a famous machlokes that the Balei HaTosis have mentioned earlier. What if a person is davening? Let's say Rosh Chodesh. Person is davening Ma'ariv and Rosh Chodesh, so the Gemara said at the end of Tfilas HaShachar that Ma'ariv and Rosh Chodesh, you don't repeat the Shmoneh Esrei because Ein Katran is a Chodesh Balal. That was the Gemara. So what's the din? A person is davening Ma'ariv and Rosh Chodesh, and he forgot to say Yalvi Yavoi, and he already finished Tatov Shimcha L'chano L'hodos, and then he's ready to say Shalom Rav, and then he realizes he didn't say Yalvi Yavoi, so he says Farfal. He didn't say Yalvi Yavoi, so just go Vaita. Or should I say no? The Halacha says you're not Chozer for Yalvi Yavoi on Ma'ariv of Rosh Chodesh, or you're not Chozer, let's say the Chazan forgot to say Aneinu. Or the Tzibur, one of the Tzibur forgot to say Aneinu on a tiny Tzibur. So the Gemara quotes a Tosefta, and Bama Madlik and the Gemara quotes a Tosefta that says if you forgot to say Aneinu, you don't repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. Or let's say a person forgot to say Alah Nisim on Chanukah and Purim, so you don't repeat the Shmoneh Esrei for that. So all the things that you don't have to be chozer for, either Aneinu or Alah Nisim or Yalav Yovel Leil Rosh Chodesh, maybe the Halacha says you're not chozer means if you finish the whole Shmoneh Esrei, you're going to tell a guy, what's the alternative? Tell a guy to repeat the whole Shmoneh Esrei, maybe that not. But just to repeat one or two brachas, maybe yeah. Maybe let's say the Chazan should have really said Aneinu Ben Goyel Aroifei, and he didn't say, and everybody's screaming out, and he's already five brachas later. And maybe tell him, go back, say Aneinu, as a bracha of Neatzma, and then continue, Refe Chayli, Refe No Hashem, and Refe. Maybe the Halacha says that you're not chayze for Aneinu, and you're not chayze for Yalav Yovel, or Rosh Chodesh, and you're not chayze, whatever you're not chayze for, maybe it just means you don't require of him to repeat a Hoshman answer, but to say over a couple of brachas, maybe a. So that's one machlokes that Tosis quotes on Laman on the base. On the last line, there's a long Tosis there. So they quote, the Rabbeinu Tam held a svara like that. Yeah, that is not accepted. That Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, that's not accepted. We hold that whenever there's something that you're not chayzer for, so you're not even chayzer bracha achas. So let's say if the chazin forgot to say Aneinu ben goel l'roife, and then he wakes up and he reminds himself after he finally wakes up and he realizes they're screaming the whole time, so he finally listens to them. He forgot to say Aneinu. So can he say Aneinu where he is? He said, so let him insert Aneinu as a bracha b'fnei atzma over there. So Tosis has a machlokes with Rashi how to read the Gemara. The Gemara says, brachas hamtzoyes ein lahem seder. The middle bracha starting from Atochayin until Shemei Tfilo, Ein Lahem Seder. So Rashi learns the Gemara Kipshuto, Ein Lahem Seder, that B'dieved, if you said all the middle brachas out of order, B'dieved Yoyotze, Shaloi Ala Seder. The Tosis says that can't be. The Rabbi Tam said that's impossible. The Gemara says in Megillah, the long Brisa says, Shemen HaPakuli Hizda Yudches Brachas Ala Seder. It says he instituted the Seder for the correct order for reciting of the 18, 19 Brachas of the Shemon Esrei. So the Rabbeinu Tam learns that it must be recited Ala Seder. So what does the Gemara have a Loshen Emtsoyes Elohem Seder? So the Rabbeinu Tam says, no, it means a different thing. Is the Taisus Lamedala Raman Aleph. Emtsoyes Elohem Seder. Big fat tesis on Lama Dalla and Alpha on the bottom. Pirish Bekuntris and Dilik Brocha Achas, Vacha Kachniska Bosch, Eloi Bim Koima, I'm Rabbi Mochem Sheniska. You can say the middle 13 brochas, you say the first three brochas have to be in a proper order, the last three brochas when we take today and have to be in order. In the middle 13 brochas that add up to 19, you can say the Dievet, even Shalala said also good. So Rabbi Natam says we don't pass on like that, Rashi. We pass on the Seder is Miyake, because that's the Loshana Gemara. Shimon HaPakul, here's the youth, because brachas ala seder. Seder is miyakid. What does it mean, brachas amtsoy seder? I'm saying it means like this. If a person said in the middle of the winter the same bracha, didn't say the same talamot of the bracha, and then he's already finishing, he's already a few yochas later, and he realizes he made a mistake, so he can't just say baruch aleinu here, and then proceed with the next bracha. Now you got to go back to baruch aleinu, and say the same talamot of the bracha. Okay, the Gemara is going to say sometimes you can say the same talamata and shemei tefillah. Okay, so that's a bad example. Okay, let's pick a different example. Melech ha'hebtz dakol mishpat. It's also a bad example. In the days of the Rishonim, they didn't say melech ha'hebtz dakol mishpat. They said ha'hebtz dakol mishpat. They didn't say melech. So now, Saras made sure you have to say melech ha'mishpat. So if you would say melech ha'hebtz dakol, if you'd say ha'hebtz dakol mishpat, you didn't say melech, you wouldn't be yotze b'riyevet. Yeah, we say all year long melech ha'hebtz dakol mishpat. So b'riyevet we paskin, they're different opinions. We paskin the b'riyevet, you yotze with that too. Okay, it's a bad examples.
What
about Geshem? Yeah, Mashav Roch Merah Geshem, that's in the Gimel Rishonah, so that's also not a good example. Let's see. Let's say big goyle roifa. The chazan has to say aneinu Hashem aneinu b'yom tzom tam. Saying baruch atah Hashem ha'ineh b'yestara. He's supposed to insert that baruch in between goyle leroifa. So Rashi's opinion, I'm sorry, saying let him say it. If the chazan wakes up after the kabbashev for goyle lechevri seinu, he didn't say aneinu. Let him say aneinu there, and then say hashiv shavtenik v'roshan. Just go bite them. But yevet the seder is not miyakim. We don't follow that. Rashi we pass like Taisvus that the seder is miyakim. So. So where would he have to go back? So we paskin that you're not chayza for aneinu, you're not even chayza one bracha. According to this Rabbeinu Tam, you would be chayza. Rabbeinu Tam holds whenever there's something that you're not chayza for, yalav yova and leil resh chodesh by myriv or al anisim or aneinu that you're not chayza for, but not chayza means you don't repeat a whole shemana esrei, but just repeat a couple of brachas, you would. So the shad. We don't paskin like that. We paskin not even chayz of one bracha. So what would be the din over here? Let's say the chazan forgot. He says goyel yisrael forgot to say aneinu, and he finished refa'enu already. So if the din would have been emtsoyes yeshlam say they're like the gimel rishonis and the gimel achrayinus, so then you would have to go back to the beginning of the whole unit. You'd have to go back to atachayin l'adam das and say all the brachas all over again and say everything in the proper order with aneinu. So because we say emtsoyes ein lahem seder, what it means is that the 13 middle brachas don't constitute one unit that you should require. You should go back to atachenu adam das. You would just go back to aneinu Hashem aneinu and proceed from there on to go everything from there in order. We happen to paskin not like that because we hold la loche that when you're not chayzer for al anisim and you're not chayzer for aneinu, you're not even chayzer bracha achas. So that's why Tesis has that. That's why we paskin if you forgot to say aneinu, and the chazan realizes after he says mevorach hashonim, or after mekabes nitcham Yisrael, he can't just insert the bracha aneinu where he is, like Rashi says. We don't accept that Rashi ain't lahem seder at all, and we wouldn't say go back to aneinu and continue from refeinu on because we don't paskin like the Rabbeinu Tam that you're just not chayzer to repeat the whole Shemana Esrei, but to repeat a bracha too. Yes, so we would say let him not say aneinu shon, let him say aneinu in the middle of shemei tefillah. Okay, that's how we would paskin. So those are two issues that Taisus quotes. Now Taisus quotes a machlekes Rabbeinu Achanan with his father the Ri. Rabbeinu Achanan was the son of the Ri. He was killed by the Crusaders, I think. He was killed al Kiddush Hashem. So the Tosfos quotes this machlokes on Lamed Amud Beis, Mistavra Milsa Derav. Abayim Acharam is of the opinion that just like if a person forgot to mention Mitzeya Yalavi Yavai in the Birchas Hamazon, and he realizes after he finishes, before he starts the next bracha tov amein, so the Gemara says, let him say over there, and so on. So if a person forgot to say yalav yavoi, and he finishes hamachzish inasa letzin, and he didn't start moedim yet, let him say yalav yavoi over there. Whenever there's something that should have been recited in the middle of a bracha, and you forgot to say it in the middle of the bracha, let's say you forgot to say the same talamot of the bracha, middle of the winter, you're supposed to say the same talamot of the bracha al pnei ha'adama. And he finishes Baruch Ata Hashem Bevarech Hashanim, and he didn't start Kavishay Chazor B'Chavis Seinu. So the Shulchan Aruch says, based on this Rabbein Ochanan, whenever any theme, any haskara should have been mentioned in the middle of a bracha and you didn't say it, if you say it in between that bracha and the next bracha, is also called the correct place. It's also called the correct location. So the Rebbe thought that this was absurd. The father of the Rabbein Ochanan didn't agree. He said it doesn't make any sense. He says the Gemara made a special takana over here with a special nusach. It doesn't say that if you forgot to say it, say yalav yavoi, you say it before you start a tavamei. It's a special nusach habracha, and you only say this nusach habracha because you really finished the benching. Atavamei to lav deraisus. You really finished the benching. What do you mean? In the middle of the Shemone Esrei is going to finish atav shim chol chana lahodes alkeinu kemes and yalav yavoi yagia. It's a hepsik in between one bracha and the other. It doesn't belong over there. The Takanas Chachamim was that the Haskaras Kedush Liyam should be in the middle of a bracha. Here they composed a new bracha, Baruch Shanos and Shabbos, Baruch Shanos Yom Tovim Liyisrael, V'Simcha and so on. It is in the middle of a bracha, but just to say Ritzei Yal V'Yav is not acceptable. So this was an ongoing debate between the Rabbein Ochanan, the son, and the Ri and the father. So then the Rishonim quote that on one occasion, the Ri was standing next to the Rabbein Atam in Paris, and he davened the Shemone Esrei, and on Rosh Chodesh, and he forgot Yal V'Yav. So he did like the Rabbein Ochanan. The Ri was the Rabbein Tam is the uncle of the Ri, who in turn was the father of the Rabbein Ochanan. So Rabbein Tam is the great uncle of the Rabbein Ochanan. So the Rabbein Tam did like the Rabbein Ochanan. He forgot Yalav Yavoi, and he finished Hamas L'Shchinos HaLetzin, and didn't start Mardi Met, so he said Yalav Yavoi over there. So from that time on, the Ri gave in to this. If the Rabbein Tam, if it's good enough for Rabbein Tam, it's good enough for him. So these are the different opinions that Tosfos quotes. The Vilna and Shulchan Aruch is a big machlokes. The Vilna Gaon does not like the Psak in the Shulchan Aruch is like the Rabbein Ochanan all the way. That whenever there's something that should have been said, Yalav Yavoi should have been said in the middle of the bracha of Avodah, Amachzah Shkenos HaLetzion. So as long as he didn't start the next bracha of Hodoyah yet, so he can say Yalav Yavoi over there. Or the same Talamata, you really should have said the same Talamata in the middle of Baruch Aleinu. You didn't say it, so you can say it after Mavarach Hashanah, before the Kabbashev of God, L'chevri Sein. That's how the Psak in the Shulchan Aruch is. Whenever there's any Haskar that should have been said in the middle of a bracha, you can say in between. And the Vilna Gaon, those who follow the Vilna Gaon, do not follow that sheet. He sticks with the Ri. That it doesn't work. It only works over here by Birchas Hamazon. Then the Shulchan Aruch says that this din only works if he forgot Ritzei Yalav Yavoi. And then he reminds himself, and he has a good sitter, or he knows the nusach by heart. What if the guy does know this nusach by heart? So he can't improvise. He's not gonna. He won't know what to say. So then the Mechaber says, tough luck. You got to start benching all over again. You got to start. So the Mishnah Brewer says, why bench all over again? Say Ritzei. Say Yalav Yavoi. Since we paskin like the Rabbein Tam who followed the Rabbein Ochanan. So even if you don't, so we don't understand what they compose the whole nusach for. But he says we pass like the Rabbein Ochanan with the Rabbein Tam. So if you don't remember the whole fancy nusach, to say Ritzei and Yalav Yavoi where you are, and then continue to say that. I mean, so the Bir Halacha says he doesn't understand why the Shulchan Aruch Lishita say that the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rabbein Ochanan with the Rabbein Tam. So what does he say if you don't remember the nusach? You're stuck and you got to go bench all over again. Just you don't have to improvise. Just say it, say Yalav Yavoi where you want. Should also be good video. Blabs by Kash. Yeah, that's the Ri's argument. The fact that the Rav made a whole nusach hatakana doesn't show it's not like the Rabbein Ochanan. The Shtark Etaydim on the Shulchan Aruch, the Psak HaMekubal is like the Rabbein Ochanan. Yeah. Okay, we'll stop here.